Warning, listening to more like radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Hey, this is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
The program you are about to attend may be shocking and relentless, and solely operates as a source of entertainment. If you can't take a joke, have no sense of humor, or just plain stupid, we invite you to stick around and be offended. Remember, you are being recorded. Welcome, and please enjoy 360 on 420.
Dead babies!
Ooh. Get ready for 360 on 420. I smell butt sex.
Oh, this is gonna be bad. Oh, oh, do it, do it, do it, fuck it up, man. Oh, shot!
JJ Stoner writes, I'm broke, unemployed, and yet still have a 52-inch Sony in my living room.
That's why you're broke.
You're not
a responsible spender.
We all will make sure we have a nice TV and then worry about maybe some other shit.
He's horribly afraid of running out.
Have a nice TV no matter who you are.
This episode is going to be the shiznit.
I'm going to fuck your sister. I'm going to fuck your sister.
Let's get this shit started. Yeah, where my dogs at? Get your drinks up, your joints up. Ladies, pull your tits out. Come on. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bitch, what? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. 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 My dogs, smokers, my soldiers. That's why I never ever say God. Come on, but you don't hear me.
What's up, motherfuckers?
This marijuana.
Drink any green beers and shit? All drunk and shit?
What T-Dog just said was, did you participate in the consumption of green alcoholic beverages?
No, just green alcoholic, or green...
Marijuana. I participated
in the chronic.
Yes. No, I was doing the Damien Sandow thing.
Bear with me, folks. Bear with me.
This fucking computer hates me.
I know that computer hates you. Every computer hates you.
Naked life hates you.
Dude, text from fat bitches hates you.
Dude, don't even jump
into
that.
Oh, shut up, radio tease. 360 on 420. What's up, folks? I am the coughing JJ Stoner.
I have no doors for you.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah.
He gets none to you.
That's right, they're fucking mine. You get the fuck off of them or I'll ear fuck your ass.
All midgets are his.
You will ear fuck someone's ass?
How is that possible?
How baller I am. I'm like a boss.
Like a boss.
There's a reason I carry around a mustard pack of lube.
Are you fucking medical rats or something? Because that's the only way I can figure out an ear getting on an ass.
No, you talked to Daryl, all right?
Oh, Maybe he's the new angel of death. He's doing experiments.
Possibly.
Could be.
Oh, shit. Look, they're already calling for it. I didn't forget about it. What? You almost got off on that.
What'd you do?
I was in the chat room.
I will say for certain I will not get off on that.
No?
No, you'd have to be a chick and wear some high heels and shit.
Well, a bet was won. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
That would be fun for me. What about you? Well, what's up, everybody? Punchy's here.
Hey, what's up?
We call you Kiki after tonight.
Step on Punchy, why don't you?
I did.
No, I was just saying, man, apparently Hammy is at a bar drunk.
Oh, dear God. Hammy, fucking call in, Skype in, do something. Come on, man.
He's at a bar.
Well, he can Skype in. He has
parties.
He has one of them fancy iPhones with Skype on it. What was that for?
Can I say Breaking Bad is one of the most addictive shows out there?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Next to The Wire.
Who would have thought about meth would be addicting?
Possibly. Maybe they did it like that on purpose?
You think? I don't know.
I don't know. I find that brain cell that cared.
I just love how Bryan Cranston's character, Walter White, just becomes more and more badass as the show goes on.
See, you have to watch out, because last weekend, it was The Walking Dead that I shoved into the homeless guy's head. This weekend is The Wire. I figure next weekend will be about to Breaking Bad.
Nice.
And then, like, I'm trying to catch him up on everything that he needs to watch, because it's kind of hard to watch TV in the woods.
Because, like, even if you name it, I probably haven't seen it unless it's Lost.
Yeah. I mean, he's seen Lost or Heroes.
But by the way, Andrew getting her face cut up.
I don't know, man. Maybe her face fucked, but I don't know about cut up, yo.
I think they're going to give her the scar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if they do not take Rick Grimes' hand.
Rick's hand. Like, I even read Kirkman decided that one of the favorite things about the show is he can correct things that he regrets doing in the comic, one of which is Rick's hand.
Fuck that shit. That hand needs to go, yo.
No,
and if he doesn't take that fucking hand, I'm not watching the next season, goddammit.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
fuck that shit.
You're a liar.
I'll watch it on replays. I will not watch it live. No.
Shut up, AJ.
He won't watch it live. He'll wait 5 minutes and
exactly.
Play it on the DVR.
Start it so I don't have to watch commercials.
But like,
that's nice to do anyway.
What's like, that, T-Pain T3?
That's nice to do anyways. Fuck you.
Rick's not going to lose his hand for the same reason that Shane lasted longer than he should, you know, originally did.
I don't care. If they do, well, right, well then that motherfucking eye better be gone.
No, Andrew Cheek can be cut up.
Yeah, I'm taking your arm, I'm taking your eye, bitch.
It's the only way to true equality.
So how long until Nod is will refer to as has a home instead of homeless?
When I have one?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good answer.
He has a home, but again, he's still homeless.
So, I'm like that stray dog that got picked up at Winn-Dixie.
At least it's not going to burn down overnight.
That's true.
No. Possibly. Well, I have insurance.
Yeah,
Nod's in that middle ground. Yeah. He's not homeless, has no home, or has a home. He's has a friend's couch.
Can we call this Mersh? Oh.
Couch surfing.
Oh.
No, he has his own bedroom.
I know. Good point. Fair enough, sir. You got me. I'm point punchy caught.
Oh my god. I wish you were in WhatsApp, JJ, from Hammy said something hilarious.
What's that?
Hammy is drunk texting.
Drunk texting.
He's like drunk WhatsApping.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What
is it with you people and your fangled dangled apps and shit? What's wrong with Twitter?
Twitter's been dying for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I've even kind of slacked off on Twitter.
I have too, but
it's like I find myself like putting out tweets and then deleting them.
JJ's sole purpose on Twitter is to fight. When he's got no fights to do, he just has no use for Twitter.
Yeah.
Shows.
Well, because if I fucking live tweet something, people bitch. And if I say something normal, people bitch. And then, like, I gave the view into the actual real life today, and I still had people bitching.
Tell them, eat a dick.
That time it was my old lady, don't you be daring putting that shit up there. She was pissed off. She was pissed at that Prego fart one, dude. Oh, my God. She went to bed still bitching about that one.
But people get all pissy about stuff people do. Like, oh, my God, you're putting stuff in my precious timeline.
Yeah, no shit. Unfollow, cocksucker.
Yeah. Unfollow and shut the fuck up. Yeah. You know, like, people act like they don't know what they're getting when they follow somebody.
No shit. I mean, you're going to get a bunch of live plugs, the everyday report of what the fuck I played, and then occasionally I will jump on there and talk to somebody. That's like laid back JJ now. Old JJ used to like find a trucker a day to fucking berate and piss off.
I remember a
off.
Time when we used to sit there and pick a weekly goal of who we're going to fuck with this week.
Exactly. Team Breezy.
Team Breezy, y'all. Grove Street for life.
Nod referred to himself as the Winn-Dixie dog.
Yeah.
He is.
I'm like that dog, you know? Like, you have, like, a little pillow pad for me, and that's really cool that you bought it, but, like, I don't have my own house in the backyard that I can, like, bring a dog bitch over to and blast her in her asshole.
That's a good point. They used to have a shed here, but the dude that owned it before me took it back.
That's okay, there's still a shed back there, and I'm pretty certain you don't like that guy.
They tagged it with satanic, and yes, go ahead, please. Dear God, fucking that shed. Because I hate those fucking people and their 18 fucking little motherfucking yappers that I want to shoot in the fucking head with a 22, each one of them. Line them up, just go, pow,
pow, dead puppies. Pow,
but sissy.
Fucking between 6 and 7 a.m. every fucking day. Right next to my goddamn fucking head. I just want to go out there. And you're like, how does a person get to the point where they want to murder puppies? Fucking wake me up every morning at 6 and 7 a.m. I'll fucking murder a puppy in a goddamn second.
He would. I've seen it. We have to keep the front door locked or else he'll just wander out in like the half-sleep rage with a garden hoe in his hand.
And just slamming puppies' heads on the fucking concrete. Yes!
All right, I've got a document that Shit Hamby's saying. Oh, he's talking about himself in the bar. I guess he's hanging out with some hot coworkers of his. He's like, me and the hot pitches. That's right, niggas. Hashtag pimp hammy. I'm like Hooter, minus the kid and the parenting responsibilities. And then he tries to go, fuck you. He goes, fuck you. And then Rich says, I've never seen Breaking Bad. And Hammy replies, well, you're a gator. And I guess he went, faggot. And then he's like, wait, so am I. I've never seen that. Rich, I'm replying to the Hooter thing, goes, Hammy's doing coke. Hammy's like, more like Jack and cum, and then he means coke. He, like, corrects it for coke.
Oh, God.
Katie starts laughing, then Hammy goes, I do come off those bitches' tots, though. I guess he means tits. But Kitty corrects him, saying tater tots. And the following things he says to Kitty are, Kitty, you're Mexican. What's a good brank of coke? And then he says, hey, Pablo Escobar, stop correcting me. And then I tell him that you said just have him Skype, and he's like, or move me. And then he's mocking me, and then he goes, fuck, like, you try to say fuck JJ, like, just as a goof.
Yeah.
Wrong. But he says, fuck NJ. And then he goes, NJ again, then JJ. And he's like, fuck.
And oh, then, God, he fat-fingered my name. What the fuck, man? I feel violated.
That's never good.
Drunk fat-fingered your
name.
All
right, let's not talk about fat anything tonight.
Oh,
right?
No, we're going there.
No, we're not.
Yes,
no.
We fucking
Can
are.
Can I just tell you that I have a third one right now?
No, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a third one.
That's adding to your stable of heifers in the fucking corner? Yeah.
Wow, these coworkers of Hammy's are kind of hot.
All right, let me tell you something, folks. Since, God damn, man, what is fucking wrong with you? Since Nodors has moved in, this show never shuts off.
Well, like, she ain't too bad looking at that one.
Dude, she's a man. Shut
no,
up.
She's not.
She's
look
a man cow.
Titties.
No. No. Okay, look, when they lay down, all right, if their fat tits cover up their neck, it's not worth fucking trying to fuck them
it's
in the face.
Not covering up her neck.
Yes, it is.
You radio exaggerating motherfucker.
Her fat tits cover up her neck, which makes it impenetrable to get into her mouth. Because as soon as you fucking try and mount that bitch, her boobs are just going to hit her in the eye.
No.
No. Fat is back. But anyways, like I said, the show does not shut off. Like
ever.
The microphone shut off, but like
we've discovered this, that our on-show personalities and real-life personalities are the same.
Well, I don't know about the same, but pretty much.
You're fucking psychotic.
Who, me?
Both of you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know it's real life, and you know it's the truth.
Nigga, you just called me psychotic. I'm within 100 feet of you. Do you really want to try that? Psychotic.
See? You're threatening me.
I'm not threatening you.
And it's recorded.
Fat is back. Don't say man cow, please. Oops. That's how fucking high I am right now.
Man who?
Man what?
Man cow, you know, from Troma?
No. I think he's referring to the radio guy. I love how, like, oh. Twitter people can't separate, like, radio personalities from word. What, man?
Man cow from Troma, at this point, is seen in more markets than the other man cow. Oh, yeah.
Who? Was exactly. That guy?
Exactly.
He was in, like, fucking, like, Jessup or something, wasn't he? I don't know. It wasn't Chicago, was it? I don't know. Where'd that guy broadcast? I didn't even... Who are we talking about?
I don't know. I only know the Troma Mad... Or
I only know more
oh,
like radio.
Minute. He's Mad Cowboy. That's right.
Mad Cowboy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? That guy actually sounds interesting.
The what whole thing on Mad Cow Disease.
Yeah, what does he have to say about the world? That's what I want to know. No, it's more than that, man. Mad Cowboy? That nigga's going to be ranting and raving about some shit.
No. He's a... It's a boy cow. It's a man.
Boy cow man.
Top half or the bottom half?
All it's all cow, but like a people cow.
Man bear pig?
Kinda. It shit itself.
As I'm referring to the
half. It's gonna be all cow but a boy. What the fuck?
I guess apparently
you go to
the
science school?
The nuts didn't drop. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, them's knees drop, son.
Yeah, it's good. I'm gonna tell you something. You watch The Wire, you're gonna say nigga a lot.
Yeah, my nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah, I was saying it a lot when I started watching it too.
I say
Holy
it a lot
good
in
Lord.
Real life.
Hey, is this what you're talking about? Ugh. Now, come on. You gonna tell me that you wouldn't want to smack that
Joe
and watch it jiggle?
Yourself. I am no. Well, for hilarity.
Nigga,
purposes.
I have seen the text messages and text pictures.
Whoa.
Of some of the heffros. That have fucking texted you.
Are we going
you.
There right now?
Oh, dude, we're going there, motherfucker.
Those are back boobs.
That is very true.
Those
that's
are not back boobs. Those are back butts.
That's only attractive to node orbs if that's
no.
On the front.
No. Well, maybe. No.
It kind of looks like a retarded Homer.
Kind of does.
Don't. but no. All right. Nodors gets on. What? How long ago do we make? All right. Do you remember T3 when we made the Plenty of Fish profile for him?
Yeah.
We did it on air. All right. This motherfucker has expounded his shit and is being contacted by this thing called a heifer. That's about
what?
The best way I can explain this thing.
Which one? The one.
The one that was fucking like, dude,
the
literally.
One from Nelson?
Dude, he talked to her once on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this thing started texting. And, like, you could tell it was
hey,
really, really desperate.
Mean.
Motherfucking mean. I ain't even started.
Being mean.
I saw one picture. And, all right, I kind of guess it was a pussy, but I'm not sure. It could have been a fold upon a fold upon a fold. I'm not sure. But it had this thing that kind of looked like a stretch mark down the middle. But it was all just one big blubber thing. And then...
So mean.
And then, like, there's a titty pic that comes in, and I'm, you know, I've seen some fat titties, man, and, you know, some of them are good, some of them ain't very good, man. And then there's the ones that have to hold them together, you know? You gotta hold them together to make them look right, otherwise they look like they're sitting in their armpits, you know what I'm talking about? Well, that was this one, all right? And then finally we were like, all right, we gotta see something other than this. Send us something, you know, not a MySpace, you know, a MySpace or Facebook, you know, shit. So it finally sends this thing standing next to a billiard table.
Oh, you're talking about the water ring picture.
Yes. It looked like a water trough and it was just sitting there feeding. And it had a stick next to it. And I think it was trying to fucking bury the trash pile around so that she can pull out some more chitlin.
Chitlin?
But anyways, Nodors has been texting this bitch all goddamn day and getting pictures all damn day.
Text bitch Dan.
Like I said, I apologize, folks. I'm still sick. But Nodors starts texting this bitch. Then another fat bitch starts texting.
Jesus. Like,
all right, man. How are you juggling fat bitches? You're fucking amazing.
I got three of them now.
Your arms.
Yeah. Like, there's juggling goddamn chainsaws and bowling balls and flaming arrows, but fat bitches, that's fucking impressive, sir.
Thank you. So,
JES says, in Alabama, that gal's a real couch. If she's missing teeth, we would fight over it. I don't know. She
okay,
could.
So, should we go? Oh, go ahead.
She could be missing teeth. How many teeth do you think she's missing? You know which one I'm talking. Yeah, that one. They all look like that to me, man. All right, would you? Kitty just posted a picture. Yeah, let me move this so you can see. I'm sorry, folks. We got one computer. We're still fucking ghetto as shit. But which one would you, left or right, man?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Why right? What does it for you?
The longer hair.
The longer hair.
The ass that looks like it's actually an ass and not...
That's
like,
not an ass, man. That's a bumper to a Toyota.
You can get behind that and work.
That's a bumper to a Toyota.
Well, that's a toy for this guy right here.
Yeah, toy. You forgot Yoda, motherfucker.
Holy crap, dude.
What?
Why not the... What on the left disgusts you? Let me ask you that. Why'd you say no to that one?
Because it's... Ew.
Ew?
Yeah.
What's different ooh than the other side?
No.
You're choosing this because of lightsaber colors, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Nerd.
No, actually, I look. When I look at the picture, I look at the chick on the left and go, eh. And the one on the chick on the right, I'm just like, what's up, girl?
All right, let me tell you what the correct response is. That's the correct response. Wow. There you go, bro. That one's texting tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Plenty of Fish comes to the rescue with a fucking beluga.
All right, this is... So, like, after the first...
That's wow.
Yeah, wow. No, that's not the one texted. Trust me, this one's much worse.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you.
No,
dude.
Fuck you. That thing has, like, arm fat that looks like a fucking spidey web.
That one in chat looks like Mojo from X-Men.
It is Mojo from X-Men.
Yeah.
It was better posture, apparently, because you can stand.
So the one that I'm texting, at least the first one, the one that is 31 years old and still lives with her mother.
31, my balls, motherfucker.
All right, let's get racial up in here, all right?
By the way, I've got to say something before we move on to Notor Story. The picture in chat, like, the upper stomach looks like someone sitting Indian style.
that's a little midget in there. That's like a fat person couch.
It's a Joey. Good lord.
What the hell? Dude, that stomach looks like a deformed penis spitting out a foot.
How does that breathe? Like, I'm fucking 300 pounds and I have trouble breathing. What happens when you're 500?
And you can pop a champagne bottle with your belly button.
Oh, my God. Jay, as you would need a 12-inch dick just to get four in her.
Oh, my God. And look, you can see...
What do you do with that, man? Like, do you slap it and just, like, get a fucking stopwatch off and go, all right...
Oh, God, there's, like, there's browning between the gut and the thigh. Like, even, oh.
You have to, like, push up three folds before you can, oh, God.
Ding! Fucking 15 seconds of jiggle on that motherfucker.
Okay, she's 31, and she lives, 31. With, mm-hmm. She lives with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we went to high school together.
Mm-mm.
Why do you say mm-mm?
Dude, all right, number one. All right, I remember every bitch from high school that was potential.
Did you see this chick?
And look, man, when I went up and down the roster of what was available at my high school at that age, I went through every one of them.
Yeah, because...
I mean, there's a lot of time during school hours to figure out what to think about.
Yeah, like, with each one, you kind of go, if it came down to me and you, yeah. What would
it's like,
do
if
you?
That wheelchair, handicap-bound bitch, that goes, nah, actually wanted it, how
would
it go down?
To her, yeah.
Yeah. Like, would I just roll her into a corner and then, like, just take that little thing and go, like, put the little joystick back and push her forward and help her? Or does she do that?
See, what I would want to do, just for hilarity's sake, is I would want to take that, lube it up, sit on it, right, while she's blowing me, to see where we end up.
What fucking song did we play to that one time? Oh, God, there's a trivia question for you.
Wow.
There was one time that this was fucking playing.
Early. But would you?
No. The fucking gif you just put up, GIF.
No.
Whatever, gif.
No.
You wouldn't hit that black bitch?
Fuck you.
Is it because you're a racist piece of shit or you're fascist?
She looks like a clean-shaven Mark Henry.
Almost.
It's not?
Almost. She kind of looks like that fat kid from...
She's right there. She can break you in half.
She looks like that fat kid from The Hook that grew up and got a tranny change. You know the fat black
kid?
The
one with the beret?
Yeah. You know which one I'm talking about now.
She's
yeah.
like, come here, big boy. I'm going to make 1.5 mine. No.
He found his marbles. Shut up, you fat nigger.
So,
I love fat people talk.
Well, we're just...
I'm a self-hating fat guy.
Hey,
period.
We're just unfolding the fold.
I know.
Now.
We're fucking getting down to the fucking first neck roll.
Okay. I guess she's into comics.
Okay.
She's 420 friendly.
Okay.
She already loves everything about me.
You know, yeah.
She texted me saying, I want to be the Harley to your Joker. I want to be the Catwoman to your Batman, your Mary Jane to your Spider-Man.
I
want to
click copy and paste from Facebook, motherfucker. Get some creative shit up in this motherfucker. I want to be your Lori to your Rick and get eaten, bitch.
What about this one? Okay. Out of all the superheroes in the world, I would pick you every time.
Shut up. Oh, my God. This one right here, the stalker that this is,
yeah,
would eat your butthole with Fafella. Like, she would do that Fafella bean shit.
Yeah.
I guess a fava bean or whatever the fuck that sick motherfucker sounds in the Yeah, she's trying to lick your butthole with a side of baked beans, man. She wants to eat your little skinny ass, man.
You're my superhero. You saved me from a broken heart and a world of sadness.
Yeah.
I still have only talked to this girl one time.
It ain't even been 24 hours, folks.
Yeah.
Plenty of fish, desperate dude.
You became my friend with the hope of being so much more. Wait, this is a good one. This is
oh,
good
no.
one.
Drunk Hammy's calling in. We might have to put fat shit
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this is going on pause.
Fat shit's going on pause because Drunk Hammy's calling in. Drunk Hammy, what's up?
I'm not drunk.
Oh. No?
Punchy told me to call you, so here I am, nigga.
God damn it. You didn't want RuPaul.
What? I can't hear you. I'm surrounded by hot bitches, bitch.
Hot bitches, bitch.
Tell it, RuPaul.
Fun in St. Patty's Day, Hammy.
I love St. Patty's Day!
Awesome.
This St. Patty's Day.
Green beer?
12
what?
Do you have any green beer?
More like green cum.
This fucking audio is going to be spectacular. Everybody mute. Just let them talk.
That's right. That's right. Use my shit for a promo.
There we go.
We're going to.
There's one.
And you're going to love it.
1228. You better be taking notes, dog. Go ahead.
MLRlive.brownpapertickets.com. We probably won't sell a lot, but come anyway.
Oh, I'll come.
Yeah, in my pants you will.
Wow. Oh, God, it's Trammy in disguise.
Oh, no.
Literally, everything is blurry.
Hey, Hammy.
I love it.
Hammy, would you put a wig on for me and blow me for $25?
Dude, I'll blow you for free.
Oh, you're such a pal.
Oh, this girl with a big fat ass. I want to fuck her.
Dude, I got a number for you. You want it?
Dude, the number's probably a fucking sex line, and I'll be charged like $500 billion.
Actually, it's probably a fat bitch from Plenty of Fish.
Dude, I would fuck her over my fiance.
Oh, what's up? You and your fiance having problems? What's up? You need to talk to Dr. Nodewars.
Oh, Nodewars, how was your bus trip, buddy?
It was really great.
That's awesome!
I know, I met a girl and a celebrity.
Which celebrity?
Well, David Edwards.
Boo this man!
Who the fuck is David Edwards?
He said boo.
Hammy doesn't watch movies.
Well, he was in Half Baked. He said a total of one whole line.
Oh, I know Half Baked. No. That was Jim Brewer that said one line.
No, that was Jim Brewer was the guy who was in the fucking movie.
You met Jim Brewer, you fuck.
Yeah, and he blew me too.
Dude, his metal impressions are so funny, I forget to laugh at most of them.
Because you're too busy staring at his cock.
Yeah, dude, I would fuck him in a heartbeat.
I know you would. I still have those DMs you sent me.
No, but to answer your question, what's going on with me and my fiance? Nothing's going on. I love my fiance. I love her. I really do. It's just that, you know, relationships, you can get bored after a while. And I'm bored.
You're bored. You're an asshole.
I was supposed to be home at 10 o'clock. I didn't even tell my soon-to-be wife where I was going.
Well, and you should give me her number.
It's ridiculously hot bitches from work.
You tell you what, you should give me her number, and I'll get her side of the story, and we'll meet back next week.
I'm not giving a number on the air. That's illegal, my friend.
No. I don't want to edit it out later and get fired because I forgot to do it.
Hey, JJ, because I'm alcoholic compromised, I don't know the rules of radio, my friend.
Oh, fuck me. I'm not fucking muting shit. This is going to be awesome. Wow.
That was manly.
Hey, they want you to say the Aflac lines, man.
Aflac! Aflac!
That's fucking spot fucking on, man. You need to send that shit in as an MP3.
Good! Then maybe Disney can pay me royalties for Aladdin.
Holy shit! He does a dead-on Gilbert Gottfried.
Drunk Hammy is drunk Gilbert Gottfried.
I think when you're talking about Gilbert Gottfried, the drunk is a little redundant.
Fair enough.
You know what's funny about Brain Stew Radio? Nothing!
Friday nights, 8 o'clock. But more like radio.com.
But Hammy, look. If you're bored, you need to address that situation, especially if she's going to be your soon-to-be wife. Then she's just going to be your soon-to-be problem.
Hey, well, Dr. Phil, calm down.
Hey, no one knows more about relationships and life than good old Dr. No Dwarves.
I'm just kidding, buddy. I love you.
I love me, too. That's why I masturbate.
Someone masturbates to me! Yes, I've been dreaming for this day for years.
Were you masturbating to the thought of me masturbating to you? Is that what's happening now?
I masturbated to the thought of the hot bitches I should be talking to that
but
I work with.
Instead, you're talking to me.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
wow. You know, yeah, I got you there, buddy.
No, but Punchy and WhatsApp said I should call, so here I am.
Who's WhatsApp?
What you got for me?
You are fucking dedicated, sir.
I'm dedicated to More Like Radio.
Yeah, did you get your show name tattooed on you, even if it looks shitty?
No, I'm not getting a tattoo on me. I'm not Johnny English, allegedly.
Hey, by the way, Johnny English is allegedly in our chat room right now.
Yeah, allegedly listening now.
Hold on. I'm not trashing Johnny English. We mended the fences. I'm cool with him. I'm just allegedly not getting a tattoo named on me. That's all.
You've got a Batman tattoo.
Yeah, I do have a Batman tattoo.
So wait a minute. You'd rather get someone else's creation tattooed on you, but not something of your own.
Exactly. I'll get Punchy's Bumblefoot, Bumble Fumble, Butt Sports logo.
Like that sentence?
Tattooed on me. Because Punchy's my best friend, and I love him. And fuck John Kane because he's supposed to be my groomsman and he's not getting a tux sized and I have to do everything for him.
You can give me a tux instead.
Hey, man, you know what? Contest for More Like Radio. Be Hammy's groomsman at his wedding.
First, dibs.
Caller number 5 gets the job of being my groomsman. You have to go to Men's Warehouse.
That's fine.
You're already out. You're not over the 300-pound weight limit.
Oh, I'm over the 300-pound weight limit.
No, I said Nodors. Nodors is like a $150, maybe.
By the way, Hammy, Johnny English says, it's okay, sir. I hate the alleged tattoo as well.
No, I'm not saying it. Never mind. I have a shitty tattoo.
You know what, Johnny English? I like your ROM tattoo.
I like your Tourette's.
Your ROM review videos, because you know what? Those videos make me regret getting an iPhone. I want a Galaxy S4 now. I miss my Android. I'll admit it.
You've been converted.
Yeah, because fuck Apple. It takes 10 years to get a fucking logo on iTunes. Fuck Apple. I'm glad that bald bastard died of cancer. Fuck him.
Please, someone save that for me.
I've got all of this.
I was just given a note to shut the fuck up and just stop stepping on anything.
I looked at him. I was like, dude, stop, man.
Johnny wants to know if he can get sized in Iowa.
Nothing? Did he fall asleep?
He lost interest today.
Did he just Tina Turner on us?
Hammy. Yeah, he...
Hammy, buddy, are you wearing your shoes? Can we...
He hung up.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. He's coming back. Hold on.
Nice.
I didn't hang up on you. Don't yell at me.
You didn't hang up on me. My soon-to-be wife... called me, and that ended the call. She's probably wondering where I am, and
Dick.
I don't want to tell her that I'm way too intoxicated to drive.
Oh, no.
Johnny English wanted to know if he can get size for a tux in Iowa.
You know what? I don't know what the uncivilized Iowa equivalent is to Men's Warehouse, but if you go there and get sized, I'm sure I can welcome you as my new pal to my wedding.
That you seem so fucking enthused about. You're
because
the saddest
you know what?
Guy.
I know the MLR More Like Radio Live event, which probably won't sell out as much as we want to, is going to be like the first big gathering of all the MLR hosts. But I know at my wedding, it's going to be off the fucking chain, nigga.
So that's why you're depressed?
No, I'm depressed because... What I thought I wanted was a woman who didn't like going to clubs, didn't like getting drunk, didn't like public displays of affection, which is what I thought I wanted. And now that I have that in my fiance, it's kind of boring.
What do you think marriage is?
God, cake and eat it too,
you
fat man.
Fucking dick.
God, then drop out, nigga, tap out.
Dude, I would tap out if Punchy sat on me. I'm not tapping out of this. I'm finding a way to make this shit work. She sucks a meat dick.
That's a great start.
Well, that's the number one quality.
Dude, my fiance can suck a fucking dick.
So yeah, do you need me to call her and tell her you're intoxicated?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Aw.
By the way, Kitty said I wasn't invited to Hammy's wedding and then put a sad face.
Kitty, you're Mexican. I'm sure the kitchen can use your help.
It's a wedding, not a quinceañera.
I'm just kidding. Not the kitchen. Maybe the lawn can use some moe. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. Listen to Lust and Love Radio Mondays from 10 p.m. to midnight. Unless, then the podcast is always uploaded, except when Cokehead... non-father people call the show, a.k.a. Hooter. I can't wait to hear all this as sound bites.
Oh, they're going to be there. Oh,
there will be.
I want to thank each and every person who bought you a drink tonight.
Dude, the hot bitches at work bought me like five big 140-ounce pitchers of fucking beer.
Hell yeah. Did you get their number?
Oh. He works with them.
Number. Dude, I drank at least three pitchers of beer by myself.
Do you need me to call them and say thank you?
Dude, as long as you say I got a big penis, I don't give a shit because I want
I will
them to
totally
suck
tell
it.
Them I got a big penis.
I'll admit right now, I don't have the biggest cock in the world. But if these bitches can suck my dick, I would be the happiest man in the world. So if anyone can tell them that I have a big cock, go right ahead.
Totally will, bro.
Just send them pictures of Joe's cock. And then when they get there, they'll be a little disappointed.
No, because Joe's cock is like the fucking Spaceball 1 from Spaceball. It's endless. When you see it going into the woman's mouth, it's just fucking endless. You're like, okay, will
can
the
we
balls
move on?
Show up, please? The thing's massive. I fucking hate Joe Coletta for that.
You have penis envy.
Dude, It's massive cock envy.
I bet you have a Crayola crayon in there, don't you?
Dude, I have a fucking thimble in there.
Is it squiggly like a pig's tail?
Dude, you know what? I bet you Johnny English is fucking laughing at this right now. Because when we were all hating each other, he wanted something on us to fucking just fire back at us. I bet he is laughing. And no, Johnny English, again, I don't hate your guts. Not anymore. Me and you are cool, my friend. You're my Iowa top one nigga.
Top one nigga.
No. In Iowa, people hate niggers in Iowa. So you know what? No, you're not a nigger, Johnny English. You're my pal. How about that?
He just says, can you ask Hammy what he thinks of all the show hosts he hates now?
Who do I hate?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I was listening to Why You Suck in Bed on Riotcast.
Yeah?
It's a fine show. I'll admit it. It's a fine show. But the hosts don't show their faces. Only their tits.
Well, that's probably
true. To me, JJ and Punchy as radio guys and Johnny English as a radio guy.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And Nodwars. Yeah, Dr. Phil, too, on the Skype. Thank you.
I'm not on
if
Skype
If you're
anymore.
A radio host... Even if it's a stage name, you show your face to the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm following Dr. Stacy on Twitter, and she's got a great rack, and she's got a fine body, but I don't see her face. I see the Christmas card from her and her co-hosts, and their faces are blacked out. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that? Like, I get, like, if you reveal your real name and you talk about sex on the air, you might get fired from your legitimate job. I get that. I totally understand. I got fired from my security job for being on the air. I got fired for that, so I understand. But this is fucking ridiculous. Why You Suck in Bed? Dear Why You Suck in Bed on Riotcast, I love your show, but please, hosts of the show your fucking faces. Because it's really annoying to listen to you guys talk about sex, relationships, and one-night stands and not put a face to it. Either A... They're so paranoid about being fired from the jobs that they're doing everything they can to not show their face, or they're ugly as shit.
And I think John to Mike and Sal.
Oh, fuck Mike Sane and Sal Traina. Fuck them.
Yes.
I know. Look, dude, I know a year ago today we started More Like Radio, and I know in a year's time we've had 6.6 million downloads. I get that, you know, we've had a great first year, but still, I know all signs point to we should just let the Edge FM thing go, but fuck them. Fuck them. That stupid sand nigger Mike Sane.
Please continue. I want more.
All you'll ever amount to, and Mike Sane, if you're listening to this, I know you're not because you're probably fucking Free Willy of a fucking girlfriend. Look, all you'll ever amount to is a fucking grocery store clerk. Look, I know I work in a restaurant, but I'm going to college and doing all that fine shit in life that you'll never amount to. All you do is just fucking restream 92.3 Now promos. And Sal Traina... First off, you gave me a bad Galaxy S2, so fuck you for that. And Ricky Traina, I would fuck you in a heartbeat. You're hot. Leave that bald motherfucker and go to me, the fat, soon-to-be bald motherfucker, because I'm losing my... You guys happy yet? Do you have enough sound bites? Because I want to go back and drink with hot bitches.
Sir, you've given us so much gold right now. I don't even know what to say. I'm scared to say anything because I'm, you know.
If I'm giving you gold, I want a cut of it.
Oh, I'll give it to you first.
We'll give you this some 24 carats, nigga.
You remind me of the Gold Rush guy with that fucking epic beard. This is what you want. Gold Rush. Gold as in. But unlike real gold that will give you money to move out of trailer park, you want gold as in this is great radio.
Exactly.
Like good radio hosts.
I'd rather have that.
JJ, I'm not making fun of you because you're broke. I'm making fun of you because you're my pal.
No, I'm broke. Everything you said is true, man.
You can't call him broke. He has a homeless guy living on his couch. Yeah. He has a guy in his house. You can no longer call him the broke guy.
All right. So Nordorf, you're saying one broke guy has an even broker guy sleeping on his couch.
Isn't it at least Marsh gets his own room.
I'm waiting for the next question because I'm so, dude, my fucking vault is open. Ask me anything and I would probably tell you everything you want to know.
Why are you going ahead with a wedding that you obviously don't want to do?
I do want to do it because every woman I've ever dated has cheated on me. Two of them with black guys, which makes me feel ashamed of myself. My fiance, I won't say her name, but I've said it before. My fiance not only puts up with my bullshit, but she encourages me to succeed in life. And I absolutely love that. I've never met a woman like this. But at the same time, the positives far outweigh the negatives. I'll admit that. But the negatives are she's really fucking boring. And I know in ham radio, we make fun of her and call her the prude. She really is kind of prude. If she was a little more excited and wanted to go out and party with hot bitches that I know from work, dude, I would fucking love her.
Hammy, do you realize how much of a douchebag you sound like right now?
What?
You sound like a total douchebag right now.
Oh, dude, I don't care. I'm admitting it. She can't stand the fact that I know so many more people than she does. She can't stand it. And you know what? I don't care if I sound like a douchebag because you know what? I'm speaking truth. Hashtag real talk. Fuck you, Colin Kane.
I think he's bashed about everybody in the last year that we fucked
with. Is this the season finale for Hammy?
Yeah.
No, it's not the season finale. It's the finale for this call in like 5 minutes because I want to go drink some more. But look, I know I may sound like a douchebag, but I do love my fiance. I love her to death. But I wanted the non-club going, the non-bar drinking, the antisocial, just wants to stay at home kind of girl, and I have that, and I realize that it's kind of fucking boring. So once in a while, I love to get out and go out because this is the first time in like 2 years that I've been out past midnight drinking with people. I don't get out often. So now that I'm out and I'm giving you guys this great radio, I hope that someone can probably just see that, you know, he's probably entering a boring marriage, but he's got a great future wife at hand, and he just wants to get out and live a little. That's all I want. I just want to live a little.
Let me ask you this. Does she cook you or make you a sandwich after sex?
Dude, that's... When we do have sex, and believe it or not...
The sandwich is already in the bed.
Dude, I pre-make sandwiches before sex, because I'm fucking hungry after I eat that pussy.
Oh, you're going to hear that one again, trust me.
But I'm fat, I'm always hungry. So, I mean, like, when we do have sex, if I don't pass out, I'll make myself a sandwich, because I don't care. The woman shouldn't have to make a sandwich all the time. I make myself a sandwich. I'll make her a sandwich. I don't care.
I make mine make breakfast.
As long as she washes the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. She does dishes, I do the cat litter box. That's it. That's how we do.
That's this house in a nutshell, too. Don't feel bad. And I'm not married.
Because you'll never see me drunk on the air like this again, probably.
Anybody sniff some coke? What the fuck was that?
What'd you got, Punchy?
Huh?
You got anything?
Do I
don't know.
I mean, you have a drunk co-host here that you can ask anything.
Oh, man, the questions. Oh, man. Someone else asked a question while I think of one.
The woman shouldn't have to make a sandwich all the time. Mitch is in the chat room. He's saying, drunk Hammy. Oh yes.
Hi, Mitch!
That sounded like his coming out cry, didn't it?
By the way, Hammy, there's a Photoshop in chat of your face in like a St. Patrick's Day partier's body.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day, nigga!
When did you become Arsenio Hall, Hammy?
I'm Irish, fucker.
All right.
I thought Hamill was Scottish.
I'm Irish, Dutch, Italian, Scottish, and British.
He's all of it. Fuck it.
You're Dutch?
You're fucking...
No. I'm not Dutch. I'm not thin, beautiful, and abusive to women.
No, but you are drunk.
I certainly am, Punchy.
Or as we call it, Dutched up.
Yeah, Dutched up, nigga.
You should have to do that the second you walk back into that bar. Just sit, scream that.
No, there's a lot of black people where I'm at. I don't want to get beat up.
JS says, tell Hammy to do Gottfried again for Mitch.
What do you want me to say is Gilbert Gottfried?
I don't know, something to Mitch.
You know, Mitch, I love your Honda commercial. Hey, Jafar, give me some fucking Honda commercials. I'm only a parrot and suck your dick every now and then. Give me some fucking Honda commercials.
Oh, hey. Mitch is also a little bit drunk. We should get him on here.
Oh, no.
This is Chris Hamill for Hothead Productions. I love Hothead Productions. I especially love Mitch Heil, who isn't making a mistake moving in with his girlfriend.
Drunk Hammy relationship advice is golden.
JJ, I think you have to be the one to add. Huh? Mitch.
Yeah.
I tried to add Mitch, but it's not calling him.
Let's see. Is Mitch even on there? There we go.
Yeah, there he is.
There we go. Let's see if he'll answer.
Uh-oh, Mitch is on? I didn't mean it, Mitch.
he hasn't answered yet. I'm calling him. Oh, no. He answered. Mitch, how you doing?
Hi, JJ.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi,
Hammy. I just want to preface this by saying I am not drunk. I accidentally drank a bottle of wine, but I am obviously not at the fucking level that Hammy is.
No.
How do you accidentally drink a bottle of wine?
Well, I was saving it, but then I drank it.
By accident?
He mistook it for grape juice.
Is that like when my wife slipped and fell on the black dick?
I didn't have any beer or anything, and I had this bottle of wine because I usually have, you know, me and my girlfriend, we usually share wine. But I didn't have anything else, and I accidentally drank the entire thing. I was going to save some of it.
Yeah, whoops. Well, once you open it, you might as well drink the whole thing anyways.
Yeah, I'll just buy another one tomorrow when the liquor stores...
Or Tuesday when the liquor stores restock after tonight.
Again. Well, I mean, it's wine. They'll have it tomorrow at the stores.
Do I hear hookers in the background with Hammy?
Hammy, are you getting hookers?
No, I'm going to drink some more. Goodbye.
Oh, no, he's hanging up. No.
I wanted to talk to a hooker.
Oh.
Hey, maybe you
were really enjoying Drunk Hammy, by the way.
I was. Trust me, folks, I will have this audio out. This will see the light of day.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a couple hours, we'll hear even drunker Hammy.
Yeah. Yes, send that nigga a text. Tell him, call back in later, for sure.
Hopefully the bar doesn't burn down.
I don't know about that. That doesn't happen to anywhere but California.
No, it just happens to me, apparently.
Yeah, well.
So how's it going, Mitch, buddy?
Oh, it's going good. I just watched a great movie called Cool as Ice, starring the one and only Vanilla Ice.
Oh, no.
Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
They didn't even have that song in it, though.
How dare they?
Yeah, that was TMN.
He has his own DIY show now.
It's called How to Spike Your Hair with Nothing But, like, Motor Oil or something.
All I saw was a fucking commercial for it, and he's like, you know, they didn't wrap the show around a star or anything. I really do this stuff, man.
Word up. Yup, yup.
What's that?
Oh, God, Vanilla Ice. No one cares about
Vanilla Ice. Would have sex with my fat girls.
We're going back to fat girl audio now. I don't have any audio yet, but we're getting
actually,
off.
Before we get to that, JJ.
Yeah, man.
You're kind of a beer drinker, right?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Because there's a new beer coming out that's Iron Maiden themed.
That I would be interested in.
Do you drink at all, JJ?
Nah, man.
That's what I thought. I thought you didn't drink at all.
No, I'm the alcoholic of the group.
Right, no dwarves.
Yeah.
What's up? There's an Iron Maiden themed beer coming out.
Like I would drink that. Like, I mean, it isn't like I'm a drink Nazi or anything like that. I just don't like, you know, hey, I want to drink a bottle of wine accidentally tonight. It doesn't cross my mind, you know.
You're like a once every blue moon guy.
It's like, you know what? I'd rather smoke this gram.
A drink. But up, yeah.
I'd rather smoke this gram of purple herbal.
See, I'm the other way about that. I drink, but I don't go out of my way to find pot.
I mean, if you consider going out of my way, going a block and a half over, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a little different because you can get liquor anywhere. Yeah. But it's I'm not opposed to smoking, but I just don't.
It's coming one day.
He don't want to mess with the man on the corner. That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
ever tried?
No,
well, there's that. Also, yeah.
I mean, you keep letting Obama keep all his shit going. Pretty much, they're gonna take out alcohol eventually.
Yeah.
So. Enjoy it while you can, and then you'll be joining us.
They tried that once already.
Yeah, back in Prohibition. Which, I mean, let's look back through the world. What saved the world back then? You know, we were shitty in the 30s with Prohibition. And then they what? They stopped fucking.
They lifted Prohibition.
Cracking down, yeah.
The Great Depression was over.
Yeah, it was gone. People were happy and drunk. Let's do it with pot now. Think about this.
We are
okay. Do you ever watch the show Weed Country?
Mm-hmm.
You like it? Is it like real to life? And
some
everything?
Of the it kind of feels a little scripted, like any reality TV. Like,
oh yeah, scripted. Obviously there's a little bit of scripted and stuff, but yeah. I've seen a couple episodes. It's actually not a bad show.
Yeah, I mean it's not no Moonshiners or whatever the fuck that show is, but I mean that's in our backyard, man. Yep. Literally, like there's roads on that show that I drive down every other day.
You hang out with half of the people on it.
I've seen people that I know on there. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and like literally like roads and areas. I'm like, I know where that's at. How these cops don't find them, I have no fucking clue because I know where they're at. And yeah. I'm a stupid stoner in a trailer.
Okay, now here's my question. Does like Discovery, do they make a deal with the cops and with the moonshiners? Like, you know what? We have to keep this show going because it's bringing in X amount of dollars into your state.
Kind of.
So just don't catch them?
There may be that. I mean,
first season was a little different. Because, all right, you remember when Tickle busted his ass in the first season? When the dude
not
falls
necessarily.
Well, he falls off the truck and about cracks his asshole in half. And Discovery brought him to the emergency room that my mother works at. And she ended up x-raying the guy. And she told me about it. And this was before the show was out. Mm-hmm. And told me, you know, Discovery was in the area of film and I didn't have a fucking clue. And then one of them cracked their asshole. And, you know, I watched a little bit, you know, going, all right, some guy's going to get hurt, some guy's going to get hurt. And it was that guy. I'm like, oh, I remember that. And then Discovery, see, like the History Channel, Discovery's gone with the reality TV.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
You can see the mass marketing.
Because you got TLC, which just doesn't give a fuck. They're like, eh, honey, boo-boo.
They'll show whatever.
Yeah, the fucking two-headed cunt. Let's go.
No, but see, this whole thing started with Deadliest Catch, though.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking
Which,
crabs.
I mean, that's still a good show, and I'll still watch it, everything.
Crabs. And then Ice Road Truckers, and then fucking the stupid Gold Rush thing.
Well, see, the thing is, like, with TV shows and all this stuff, it starts with one good idea, and then it's, oh, this one made money, so we're going to make a spinoff. Yeah. And then they make a spinoff of the spinoff, and then eventually you're...
2 years from now, you're going to see so many zombie apocalypse shows, it's not going
to
be funny.
To what we are now. Like, actually, as we speak, I'm watching Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
I've never watched it, but it's something that Royce has been talking about, so I've seen a couple episodes.
I actually dig that one, because that guy's a hard ass, and he will literally...
Yeah, it is. But see, this I can see already that this show is a spinoff of Hell's Kitchen, or of actually Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
But which that was the original.
The fuck is that?
Ow.
I did something on accident, sorry.
Oh, shit.
You're an asshole. But then after it, I saw after Bar Rescue is like some car lot rescue or something. Lizard. They go around and find used car lots and rescue them or some shit.
Oh.
You know, you get one good idea, but then you just spin it off and you make whatever the fuck else.
Like, they had Pawn Stars and then Pawn Shop, whatever.
Kate Pawn Stars and then Pawn Wars or some shit.
Storage Wars and fucking Storage Wars Texas and Storage Wars in New York and...
Funny. One of the worst ones I've seen so far, but I can't stop watching, is Property Wars.
Property Wars.
Where they're
wars.
Bidding on foreclosed houses and shit like that.
Right.
Like, auctioned off houses. And then they like they open them up, and either they're really nice or they're really shitty. And it's all about whoever makes the most or loses the most.
People,
pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's the way I feel about it. I don't know. Reality TV. It's whatever you put on the TV. It's going to melt your mind, anyways. So you might as well enjoy.
Except for the universe.
Yeah. You can only stare at the sky so long.
Fuck you, bro. I love that show.
I watch that show all the time.
Fucking A, right?
That's the only reason I have the science channels for the space shows.
Right.
Fucking A. This guy knows what's up.
Yeah, it does. It's Mitch.
I know.
Have you seen his beard?
Yes, I've seen his beard, but this is the first time Mitch and I have ever talked.
I accidentally shaved most of it off.
Oh, no.
It'll grow back. Don't worry, buddy.
I know it will. It's just that my beard trimmer, it's the guards that it have, they're either really short or there's one that's like tapered, yeah. And I accidentally cut it too short to begin with, so I had to just go with it.
We should have like a beard off, like everybody shave. Like I'm not, I have a goatee that I'm not gonna cut, but I'll shave the rest of it, like a measurable amount, you know. And everybody shaves that spot, and then see who can grow it, you know, the most there.
I'm down.
I'm in.
Let's do it,
Punchy.
I'm down.
And like Nodors can enter the most redneck beard, and
no, wait a minute.
We'll have here's my problem. Most godly beard. Most
it only grows around his up like under his nose and around his ears.
Kinda, it's that splotchy, like almost Daryl-ish from The Walking Dead.
It doesn't connect at anywhere.
No, it's just splotch.
Yeah, it's
like
horrible.
Somebody spewed cum on his face and just like, eh, the hair grows there now. It yeah, does. It yeah. Kind of, yeah.
I'm checking it, you know. Yeah, like, yeah.
You're missing some spots.
But. He's in a Rogaine explosion. That's the only places that it grows.
So, all right, when we say shaving a spot and how much hair we can grow back, can I go with my balls?
I mean, if you're trying to fucking lose, sure.
Nah, dude. You don't understand.
I mean, you also have to provide picture evidence, and I don't think everyone on the station wants to see your 1.5.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Mitch wants to see your 1.5. You want to see the triangle of doom?
But I'm with JJ. I got to keep a goatee when I shave, at least.
Yeah, I'm not talking, like, rearrange your face or not. I'm saying, like, cut the sideburns, you know?
Oh, I'll do it all. I'll cut it all off, and we'll start from scratch.
Yeah, see, I can't. I don't want to do that, man. I can't get rid of the conquistador. Or the fucking, you know, the long goat. It ain't happening.
Do you curl the edges of your mustache?
It happens naturally, man. I'm just a redneck. So it just happens like that. Like, I live in a trailer. I drive a red truck. I have man pot tits. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Didn't you lose your dog?
No. Oh. Well, I did. I lost a dog, yeah, but I don't sing about it. I just forget about it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
bring it up. I don't wear a shirt,
it happens
ever.
To everyone, though.
Like, I'm not wearing a shirt, period. Ever.
This motherfucker only puts a shirt on when he goes out of the house.
If I come to the MLR live event, yeah, there will be no shirt on for me. Everybody can make fun of my pot tits all you want.
JJ's pot tits.
He looks like a sumo wrestler sometimes.
Here's the problem, though. We don't have any money. So if you want to see us there, we might want to do some Kickstarter shit to get us there.
Open up a Kickstarter.
That's what we need to do. But then again, like, we would have to be on the you know, marquee and shit then. Like,
yeah, we're going to be divas about that shit.
Yeah, there'd have to be, like, some changes to the advertisements because there's some things missing. There's some things missing, you know. But I don't know.
I made that poster so I can put you on there.
Right.
See, the one who does that.
I found the guy to yell at.
We've been secretly grumbling
about
that.
Yeah, dude, I've been sitting there reading. I was like, where's our name? What do we do? Who do we piss out? We're like the beaten girls.
When I made it, I'm like, okay, these are the people I know are going to be there, and these are the people that are in the area, so I'll put them on there.
Right.
And then I just kind of forgot about Joe, and he got kind of mad, but I fixed it.
See, I'm not mad about it, because I figured, like, at the very least, we would try and call in. Because, like, we're on after. Yeah. So the way I figure it, you know, if we go, we'll just fold whatever in. If not, you guys go to whenever, and we'll just clean up afterwards. You know?
I still really want
to
go.
Because it says 8 to 12, but come on, man. They're going to go all night long.
Yeah. I know, and I want to go get drunk with them. Did you not hear, Hammy? I could out drink him.
I don't drink.
I do.
I mean, I would drink there, but I'm going to puke everywhere, so get ready.
No, you're the guy that's going to be always packing bowls.
Well, where can I hide my marijuana? I'm not going to be able to do a show without pot. It's not going to happen.
In your mouth?
I don't know. I mean,
and then he wouldn't be able to talk. And JJ, there's no point for him to go.
That's not going
to
happen.
I don't think you're going to have trouble finding people to go do your thing with.
I don't either.
Finding people? You're talking to a group of people. I brought some cross country on a bus.
But no, we have been discussing it. We need to start a Kickstarter so that we can go up. Like, we're what? It's April 28th.
My daughter's birthday.
8 to 12 at 200 Outwater Lane, Carlstadt, New Jersey. The Dragonfly, More Like Radio live event. It's going to have pretty much every More Like Radio host there.
Yeah.
It's like a Twitter meetup, but internet radio style.
Yeah.
So, dead babies.
Dead babies.
Aw, shit.
You know, it feels like a break is needed around here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. What do y'all think?
I'm feeling like it.
I could go tinkle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brother Mazone.
Yeah. I need to go drink. Tinkle.
I need a new drink and tinkle.
Yeah, drink and tinkle. I'm starting early. Dead babies. Let's see here. RevoSig.com. Mitch, you hanging out or what are you doing,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, sure. I'll hang out, whatever.
All right. We're going to go to a break in. RevoSig.com. More Adam 10. Let me get it out. RevoSig, RivoSig.com. More 10. Get you 10% off of your e-cig. Disposables and soft packs are available. I don't know prices. Go to their website and look it up. Lazy ass motherfuckers. AdamandEve.com. Deal 48. Get you a bunch of butt plugs. Maybe a mustard packet of lube.
It comes in handy.
You get 3 free DVDs. 50% off of one item. And then something that they don't mention on the radio, but it's a poster. It's a lube packet. Ooh. Or I think it was a cock ring. I can't remember.
I want a cock ring.
Several people have gotten different things.
Maybe it's like a mystery item.
Yeah, it's like a random thing. Like they just walk up something. And like chunk the wheel and like it something. Lands on a cock ring. So they just throw it in the box.
Gotcha.
I don't know. 360 on 420, morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
The Cousin Joe Show.
One drink.
You cut.
Oh, he didn't even take him 20 seconds.
You fought my drink?
20 seconds. You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Oh, right away, dude. It's just like it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
oh, so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did. You fucking pieces of
it
shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are gonna think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know, but you fucking.
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants.
Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Some balls are held for charity.
Hey, you got any money?
Some balls are held for dress.
Oh, what lovely attire.
But the balls I drink for energy are the balls I like best.
Ball's High Caffeinated Soda, the naturally caffeinated kick that has fueled the days and nights of millions of heavy-eyed students, techies, professionals, and athletes everywhere. Find it in the blue bottle at your local gas station or convenience store. Four delicious flavors, original, cherry, sugar-free, and root beer. B-A-W-L-S, the new name for pure energy.
Hi, I'm Chris Hamill, host of Brain Stew Radio. I'm here at my local dive bar, and I'm here to talk about a problem everyone faces when they head out for a night of partying. Once in a while, I love a good drink with friends, but what happens when someone takes it just a little too far? Today, I'm going to show you different types of drunks so you know how to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it, motherfuckers!
This is Mike Falcone. Recently, he gave up his straight-edge lifestyle after succumbing to peer pressure.
So my shit's boring as fuck.
The first sign that someone has had too much to drink is he or she will be stuttering and endlessly look out like they are daydreaming.
I'm not yelling!
Another sign is excessive random yelling. Random acts of song and dance is also a sign. No, he's not a High School Musical fan, but he could wind up raping a High School Musical dancer if the drinking continues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so confrontational.
Near the height of their intoxication, sometimes drunks will apologize to you, even if they haven't done anything wrong. They still feel like they have done something wrong, besides being a drunk cock block.
No one's gonna say shit. What is this? I've still got fucking drink in here.
Finally, the worst and most obvious type of drunk is what I call the self-talker. The subject will have full-on conversations with themselves, not aware anybody is listening. Learn these warning signs before you go out with your girls or your boys, as it could possibly save your life or ruin your hookup. I'm Chris Hamill. Thanks for listening.
Please, I need a sword. I don't care what condition I'm in. I need a sword. Because you know what? How am I going to properly defend myself against gnomes?
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. Morelikeradio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Dude, better bees. What the fuck? I'm trying to hit the goddamn ball. Let me know.
You
hit. Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, that perp is good.
Is there stuff in it?
Yeah, there's stuff in it, man.
I need a good economic.
Wax, Hugo.
You're in our bear.
Well, shit, I'm not properly equipped.
I'm sorry, man. I got fucking bronchitis and I'm trying to smoke pot on top of it because I'm a dumb redneck.
I'm going to hit it after him because I'm a pothead.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for what, yo?
For bronchitis.
I know, I ain't got time for it. Well, I mean, I do because I'm unemployed and got nothing to do, but whatever.
Hey, man, you got time for bronchitis?
I do.
Yeah.
Everybody rolling shit in this motherfucker. God damn. How the fuck do we top that goddamn first hour?
There's no way to top that motherfucking first hour.
I might as well just hit disconnect and fucking go jerk off on my old lady's face.
No, sir, because we still got the Nodor story.
Oh, God. Oh. We're not even done with the fat chicks. Like, fat chicks was interrupted.
Fat chicks was interrupted by gold, though.
Yeah, so. Fucking... Everybody relax. JJ's going to release this audio. Trust me. I will get it out to everybody.
Finally.
This is how cool of a bro I am. I will even give Hammy the chance to contact me in the morning and say, hey, bro, I kind of need to edit that first. I'll give him that chance. But yeah. I'm telling you right now, he's not going to get it all the way off. I will still hold the original copy. And those that subversively really want to make the good promo with the good stuff, let me know. I'll get it to you.
Well, might yes. Just cost you gas money to an MLR live event, though.
Possibly. It's not going to cost much, man. We're in Central Virginia.
We're just trying to go to live event. Shit. All
right. Give us some gas money, Nick. I mean, you got us.
Those two. I can't go, seriously.
Well, I can't think. If we come, it'll be Radio Judge, No Doors, and me. Like, I'm thinking. My problem, my only thought into this is like, where the fuck are we gonna stay? You know?
I told you there's alleyways, dog.
I'm not homeless,
you
nigga.
You can stay at Cornax's house.
Yeah. That's the other thing you have to factor in, man. There's people that I've pissed off that's gonna be there.
Oh.
Like, and I see you guys are trying
that's
to get.
That's why you have to go.
I'm trying, like, I'm seeing Lily there. Lily doesn't like me. Cornax doesn't.
Lily
Von Stips there doesn't like. Lily doesn't like Nodors.
Oh, she fucking hates me.
Yeah,
dude.
Fucking hates you. Like, fucking Cornax is there. He fucking hates me.
See, all y'all niggas in Twitter hate each other.
Stupid Steve from Live from the Morgue, really? That was Twitter hate?
Okay, that is an exception, but everything else is motherfucking
You gonna put me and Steve, me and Mersh have gone at it. Is that really gonna go over well?
Listen, here's what's gonna happen. Everyone's gonna be as civil as can be. Everyone's there. Like, that's how a lot of those things go by. Everyone's like, oh, fuck that guy. But, like, everyone will be there and no fucking drama will end up happening.
It's not like I'm scared for them. Like,
dude, I'm no doors. Drama finds my ass.
Yeah, like, I know how my world operates, man. And
no,
like,
no doors. You'll be fine, though, because we're going to have a weight limit for this show.
I'm going to say something and someone's going to
throw a chair.
Then
how are you going
to
show up?
Well, it's a weight limit. You have to be above a certain spot to get in.
I can't get in.
Haven't you ever heard of the Fat Club? Oh, wait. Never mind.
You see no doors when you're one of the performers.
I fucked up the first rule. First rule of Fat Club is you don't talk about Fat Club. Bitch.
So what about these manatees that are messaging Nodors?
It never ends, bro. All right, we're trying to figure out. All right, let me ask you this, Nodors. It's a profile. What kind of profile was that?
It's a Plenty of Fish profile.
A Plenty of Fish. Like, can I get to that on here?
Yeah, but I don't want to, like, say her name.
You ain't got to say her goddamn name. I just want to put her picture in the chat so people can see this walrus.
Okay.
I want people to be able to see her squirrel.
So what you're saying is she's not a Victoria's Secret model.
No, dude, she has squirrel wings.
This bitch couldn't even be a Lane Bryant model.
Imagine if a walrus had, like, the squirrel. You know the flying squirrel when it fucking reaches its arm out? Imagine if that happened with a fat chick.
No dwarves, by the way. No dwarves is like the golden ticket for fat chicks. Because they're like, oh, wow, we've got someone, and he won't piss dad off.
Plentyoffish.com, POF.com for people at home. We aren't advertising for them because they don't give us any money, but what am I don't have a username, douchecock.
I do.
Okay, so what's I'm guessing this one.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the same, right? Right?
Yeah.
All right, and then I'm going to guess this one. Let's see if I'm right.
He's going to guess my password and probably get it right.
Oh, I didn't get it. I was wrong. Here, type your password in, motherfucker, so we can see this fucking...
Here, I'll give it to
bovine.
You.
Bovine. Don't say it on the air, dummy.
No,
here.
I'm not going
all
to.
All right, hold on, folks. Hold on. Here.
Password, chubby.
Hold on. Look, this is how professional I am. Listen to some clutch while I fix this. See, look how quick. I didn't even get 30 seconds into it. What's up?
That's how
problem solved. That's how you be a professional, nigga.
Uh-huh.
What fat bitch am I looking for? There's a lot of fat bitches on this page right
go,
now.
Go to my conversation, probably.
Okay. Holy good lord, look at that thing.
Hey, what's up?
Holy fuck, look at this thing.
Did she message me?
No. Our new favorite Australian Pinky wants to know, is she trying to reach Lane Bryant weight as a goal?
My matches, the first one, like, it. Have you ever seen, like, Buster Douglas all fucked up face? Like, has just that front face, like, it just sticks out and looks flat. Like, that's what this fat bitch looks like. All right. Where am I going? Conversations. They probably set some shit up. Do I really want to read these conversations?
I don't care.
No, it ain't. I care, motherfucker.
If Forbes doesn't care, then it's all good.
Messages. Yeah. What am I looking for? I don't go on this website because I have a chick that sucks my dick. Like,
so do I, but she's in California.
Sent messages, will respond. What am I looking for?
Go to sent messages, probably, because I did.
Sent messages. Wow.
Scroll down. There you go.
There it is. Holy good lord. They should play fucking Big Show shit when she comes through the fucking door. Well, it's the big bitch. Dun, dun, dun. They probably got it set up so I can't fucking save this picture.
You can't take a screenshot?
I can right click and copy image URL.
Copy image?
URL.
Just says copy image. Does image location. That might be it.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. But we will not see. I hope it don't have that bitch's name on it. Well, whatever. Fuck it.
It may not.
And whatever.
Well, I did tell her I was going to talk about her on the radio today.
I'm getting there. Calm down, you fucking Aussie shithead.
The address of the station.
Yeah, let's try this. And boom, there's the monster, yo.
Oh, she looks good.
Oh, look at all of those elbows just from that one arm.
Exactly. This is
got at least three of them.
This is what's been texting him all day. All right, I've seen the undercarriage as well.
Yeah, we received naked photos.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, JJ, you're welcome for the background music.
Oh, no. Thank you, sir. You want more?
Yeah.
All right, you want more.
Oh, let's see.
That's like her best picture right
there. That is her best picture. You agree? That's her best picture?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you guys do with this. Again, remember, folks, this has been sending Nodor's naked pictures all day. You ready for this?
And what did I tell you the second you came back from the place you were at today? The first thing I said to you when you walked in the door, I was all like, show content.
He did. He held up his phone all smiling. He's like, I got one.
Wow, she did her hair up special for that picture.
Hell yes, she did. She almost
it doesn't look greasy and matted at all.
Yep. She's so big or looks so big that even the Facebook angle can't hide anything. Holy shit.
Really mean, but I didn't know Pammy got a tattoo.
No, those are glasses.
Oh, okay.
All right, you want?
Where's the tattoo? I can't tell.
You want more?
It's a Care Bear.
Oh, it's a Care. Oh, it's a Care Bear. All right.
We got more.
Oh, I thought it was a flower because she's sensual.
She's really into My Little Pony.
Bam! There it
you
is.
You see, after seeing this, what's like what Nodorus is talking dirty with?
No, stopping you there.
All right, look at that. That looks like
next one. She looks like an upside down ice cream cone.
She looks like Babe the Pig right there. You know, when it looks like it's confused.
Yeah.
And someone should tell her, heavy people should not wear horizontal stripes.
No.
Well, you know what?
You look like Saturn.
I'm going to stop you there because I'm not talking dirty to her because I haven't that much of an interest or anything. It's because I went, holy God. I got to keep this one on line.
See, Joe's getting catfished. This nigga's getting whaled.
Whale
watching. All right, you ready? You want to know how I know this is a man?
I'm like, I've got the thumb over the hair to see if maybe she looks like she's going to be fighting Sonic the Hedgehog soon.
This is how I know it's a man. Ready?
I love how every girl I talk to is a man.
That's a man, baby.
That's a mannish photo. That like, is. She's not, but wow, she does kind of look like a dude.
Yeah.
There.
That thing has a cock. I don't care what fucking picture that thing sent through your shitty ass fucking straight talk cell phone thing that you got there.
It's Verizon.
Like, I don't give a fuck what it is.
She looks like the singer of Sponge without drugs.
Oh, we're almost out of pictures.
What happens when you become homeless?
Yeah, you end up getting stuck with this.
I am.
Should you go with the other one too?
I'm gonna try to keep a job forever.
The juggles.
Hey, now again, my old lady ain't, you know, the greatest in the world, but she's a looker. And I'm not homeless, but I'm jobless. So, I mean, you just, it's all in how you pull it. I'm definitely not pulling this, though.
Hammy apparently is saying that the hot bitch is about to leave, so you'll get drunk Hammy on his way home to a more than angry fiance.
Please tell me that he is going to walk through the door with that phone on.
Oh, God, how great would that be?
Oh,
probably,
my God.
He won't call us because he's probably going to try to drive home.
He is not going to drive home, dude. I will call him a cab from here. Like, no, Hammy can't drive. We don't need another Dutch on MLR, man.
Yeah, right.
Pull up that profile.
What
is that? What is that neck tattoo? It's like the worst neck tattoo in existence.
Yeah, what is that?
How long is this Big Show song?
See, she was actually, that's actually seaweed. She was swimming earlier, and it got stuck to her.
Do you have this bitch in your... He's sending me to another one. What am I...
No, I never...
Bitch, that's a feeder fish.
Oh, okay. It hangs around, and then when she's done eating, it cleans her teeth.
Yeah.
Click people who want to meet me.
People who want to meet me. What the fuck?
Maybe scroll down. Maybe it's...
I'm sorry. I'm really high, and you're telling me to click on shit.
People who want to meet Nodorvs, Haystacks Calhoun.
Never mind. I was going to say the Shockmaster, but I won't try to go there.
Oh. Hey, at least it was a Stormtrooper helmet, right?
Yeah, Tugboat was there, too. It was his alter ego.
Yeah.
Where am I clicking, nigga?
God damn it.
I suck at plenty of fish, man. I'm not even kidding, man. Like,
so do I.
I had better, like, keep my employed old lady, like, very happy.
I think he's kind of right, though. That doesn't look like a prison tattoo. I'm surprised she doesn't have a teardrop on her.
I'm surprised that she ain't, like, driving to the house trying to rape you right now, man.
But you see, her teardrop tattoo would be for every cow killed to make a steak.
Oh, I see it. What movie?
Her face would be black.
Users who want to meet you.
Bam, right there.
That one?
Yeah.
This thing.
That one also has been texting me.
This one has been texting you, too?
That's two of the three.
All right, this is the explanation. You ready? All right. About non-smoker with a few extra pounds. A few, folks.
Oh, right.
No, this is a different profile.
This is a different.
So she's in good shape, but you know she's not skinny and everything. But she takes care of herself. Is what you'd say, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. You know what I say? I've said a few extra pounds when I used to do these dating sites too. It's bullshit.
Yeah. All right, personality. Hopeless romantic.
Oh,
just hopeless, I think.
No, this is okay. Keyword. I think you should pull one of those pictures over into the chat so you know that we're talking about a new girl.
No, I want them properly ready for this. All right.
Hopeless romantic,
profession.
By the way.
Profession. What do you guys think? What does it do?
Butter farmer.
Close.
Wow.
All right.
Slaughterhouse worker.
It literally says...
I got it. She's a professional hot dog eater.
Again, closer. It literally says profession. I get SSI.
Oh.
Yeah.
JJ.
I don't get SSI.
Nodorvs, I mean. No. Sean Waters. Hi.
Half the people on the station, apparently.
No, dude, I've been unemployed almost a year and a half, and I've never filed for that, man. I don't want to do it. But here it is, man. You ready?
Yeah.
This thing has been contacting him.
Oh, no.
There it is.
Oh, God. She's like the
fat
Lita, right?
That's worse than the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, she shops at Walmart based off of her old clothing.
Yeah. You want more? Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. You want shops at Walmart? I got you. All right, here we go.
What's it say? Princess on a fucking asshole?
Close. Bam. Shots
of
Walmart.
God. I see.
Oh, my God.
She going to.
What's up with stroke face? Like, I don't get it. Why does she turn sideways? Like, is that brain tumor that heavy?
Oh, I thought you were making a jab at the other
one. No, I wasn't going at the other one. Calm down.
I bet she's...
So how does this even...
Yeah, that picture.
All right, here's a legitimate, you know, if she had just this picture up here, I might let it suck my dick. Maybe. I'm going to be really drunk, and I don't drink, so do you know how rare this is going to be? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just to fucking smack the titty once or twice.
And Hammy is Skyping into you, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool. Where's it?
God, that last picture, how many people have been fooled by that picture? Actually,
no shit.
Not many, because the head still looks big, and you can see the actual arm sizes.
It gets better. Well, I don't know. Did you like Mary? Because, you know, there's something missing from this next picture.
Oh, no.
Let's see what we can find.
What? Yeah, there's something missing from this picture. About 295 pounds.
And a fucking front hairline.
Wow.
Plenty of Fish is chock full of greatness right now.
That is a 4.5 head.
And then she's got a kid.
We can't put that picture.
I can't put the picture
with
up here.
With that dog asshole and balls?
Yeah, there's a kid with a dog's asshole and a ball sitting right behind it. Like, fucking totally fucking photobombed. Balls. Dog balls and a dog's asshole with this kid
like,
just
right
smiling.
In line with that little baby's head.
All right, look, just I'm going to put this in here.
No,
I'm going to put it in there and delete it really quick just so you can see it.
No,
they need to see this. I'm going to get rid of it really quickly, so look, all right? Just so you're not like, oh, this is their fucking line. Dog's balls and asshole next to a kid.
Oh, put it in.
It's in
oh,
there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, get it out.
It's out. Don't right-click and say that. We are not responsible for that getting out there, but it needs to be a meme, period. You have a ginger baby? I have dog balls. That's not even her kid. Yeah, it is. Never mind. She's a Baptist, by the way. What else is contacting you?
This.
Holy good Lord.
I never even looked at that one for
a
while.
Oh, we're looking at this one.
So this is the first time, so maybe we'll see something here.
Oh, no, that one's not worth our time.
Yeah, Johnny was right. Yeah, it's a fat goth chick, that last one.
Yeah, so what? What's wrong with that? That's a lot of hot. Fat goth chicks.
He digs his shit. I don't get it. All right. Friends with everyone, but someday I have love. That's in Barstow, though.
Yeah, so...
What the fuck is that?
No doors can hitchhike, he says.
What the fuck is this thing? It's not worth it. No.
I think you're getting a call soon, JJ.
That's fine. We're almost done with fat bitches because Plenty of Fish is running out of...
Pinky's right. This woman just going John the Baptist, a fat version with makeup.
Drunk Hammy, how are you doing, sir?
Good lobotomy.
I'm back!
Oh, shit.
What's up? Hi.
How you fuckers doing?
We're talking about Plenty of Fish fat bitches.
Oh, dude, I've had my share of them.
Yeah.
I love the picture dog posted. Someone riding a fat chick, and they photoshopped Nodor's face on there.
Oh, quick, go to it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's not nice.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Ride that bitch.
Oh, dude, you should save that so I can send it to my ex.
Oh, trust me, that's saved. And if we're sending it there, we'll put her face on there.
Yeah, we're talking about the girls I've been interacting with on Plenty of Fish. Look at that bottom one there.
The bottom one here?
Yeah, there you go.
This one?
Yeah.
This is a man.
That's not a man.
There's no fucking
way.
Why
is every person that you see?
Because the first thing, smokes often with athletic body. That means dude. Like, for real, you want to fucking get in this mug? Come on. All right, here we go. You ready? And again, he's emailed this one. And I could tell because it tells me. That's a man.
Oh my God. Talk with the picture in there.
What did he do?
It's so weird how much Hammy's face matches that woman.
It does.
Oh, God. I thought I'd never see her again.
Yeah, there she is. And there it is with Hammy's face on her.
I hate myself.
Why do you hate yourself?
Because he looks like my stalker.
Oh, God, your stalker's ugly as shit then.
You are going to love this audio.
I sure am when I remember it. But before I forget this amazing moment that happened tonight, so I don't know how many beers I've had. I've had at least 3 whole pitchers of beer by myself and several shots. I don't remember 15 minutes ago. But what I do remember is the 5'3", smoking hot girl that I work with, the one that I've been wanting to fuck for a year. Yes, an engaged man is saying that he wants to fuck another woman. I don't care if I'm a douchebag. This smoking hot girl, I shit you not, a Drake song was playing on the stereo. I don't know who Drake is, but this girl started grinding on my shit. So I'm like, all right, this girl grinding on my shit, I don't give a fuck. So I'm drinking, I'm fist pumping like a faggot, and this girl is grinding her fucking perfectly formed ass on my shit.
On your thimble.
What?
On your thimble.
On my little thimble, absolutely. And thank God I'm drunk, because I would have gotten an erection and it would have been kind of awkward to work with her. So thank God I didn't get an erection. But she was a little hammered too. And she said in my ear, and I shit you not, she said to my ear, "It sucks you're engaged."
Oh, no.
And I say this because when I drink, I loosen up a little bit. Usually I'm more of an uptight, really not so open to doing things kind of guy. I'm pretty boring when I'm sober, if I'm to be honest. But now that I'm drunk, I've told my entire life story to these girls. I've told countless radio stories. I've told my catfishing story. And I was a really fun guy, according to them. And this girl was grinding on my shit and said, "Too bad you're engaged." Which means, I don't care if she's drunk, I could have fucked a perfect 10 if I didn't tell her that I was engaged.
So you fucked yourself.
Dude, seriously, if I wasn't for the fact that I'm still in the bar's parking lot, I'd be jerking off right now and hating myself for it. Like, my hand could be this girl's fucking face.
Oh, my God, dude. Do you realize what you're doing to yourself?
No, he's fine. Like I said, Hammy, I said this while you weren't on here.
I'm only saying what every guy in a long-term relationship over 3 years is saying.
Incorrect.
I don't know, man. I've had the thought to go out and have fun one night.
Dude, any guy who has been in a long-term relationship for several years,
yep,
thinks that they want to fuck another woman. They want to fuck another woman, but they'll never admit to in public like I am right now unless they have a little liquid courage. I'm admitting right now, if I wasn't fucking as drunk as I am right now, and if I wasn't engaged, I would fuck the shit out of this girl right now. It'd be the best 30 seconds of my life.
Kind of like this audio.
Now, give yourself a little credit. It's going to be a minute 15 because it's going to take you that long to get the pants off.
Oh, my God, dude. And this, I posted a photo on WhatsApp. Punchy, if you can, get the photo somehow from WhatsApp and put it in the chat room.
Now,
I have a feeling this girl's going to disgust
let's
me.
Let's see if this is anywhere near the photos we've been posting. Because, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, this girl is a fucking 10.
I mean, looking at No Doors' girls, they're a 10 and sloppy.
No, you know what it is? This girl, she's got the perfect girl next door, really sweet, innocent face, but you know, but she's got a fucking body. She's got tattoos on her ribs. She is fucking beautiful.
Hammy, why are you talking to us and not smashing this bitch under a staircase?
Because deep down inside,
I'm
there's a good
asshole,
person.
Because I'm a pathetic piece of shit asshole, and I told her when I was working one day, I'm engaged.
All right, look, this is what
hey,
you
Hammy.
Do.
Hammy, would you have any problem with me tweeting the picture so I can get a link to post in chat?
I don't care, but it's when you tweet it, it's the girl on the right.
All right.
This is what you do. You walk back in there distraught.
I really want to get drunk with Hammy.
No, look. This is what you do, Hammy. You walk back
drunk
in there.
With me is a fun time, my friend.
Exactly.
And I would say nigga, but I got tweeted by Lyle saying get new material. Hey, asshole, says the guy who says nigger 10 million times in the chat room, by the way.
This is what you do. You walk back in there distraught and tell her that the old lady caught you drinking and that she's pissed at you and you're not allowed to go home. So you don't have a place to go tonight. All right. And then you try and finagle your way into going home with her. And then you diddle her butthole.
By the way, pictures in chat.
The one on the right?
Yep.
Way better than yours, sir. Why are you on this phone call? I mean, I'm loving the audio, but
I don't know. You know what? Now that I think about it, I hate myself even more. Because both her and the really hot girl on the left, she's got an ass like black guys would love, dude. She's got a fucking wonderful, big, fat ass, the girl on the left. And so both of them said to me, Chris will drive you home. And I said, no, I'm fine. Because stupid me is worried about going home to my fiance with my car and in the driveway because I lied to my fiance and told her that I'm picking up my friend from a bar in Hoboken, when in reality, I'm getting my fucking ass drunk with bitches I work with.
Yeah, this is going to end well.
Like I said, without you on here, Punch or Hammy, I will give you the opportunity to get in touch with me in the morning before I release this into the world.
Dude, you have my consent right now to just post it. I don't care. My fiance doesn't listen to More Like Radio.
I can't
do
that.
And if she did, fuck it. I don't care.
Obviously.
What happened? Like, what happened, buddy? Did you have a fight today?
No, I didn't have a fight.
He's just a kid who's fucking bored with his toy.
No, hold on. Here's what happened. I'll tell you the story of what happened. I don't know why I'm yelling. I apologize if I'm yelling.
Oh, you're good. The yelling's awesome.
No, yelling's not awesome because my throat's hurting. I feel like I
so much dick.
My throat's hurting.
Grandma Halls.
I'm not fighting with my fiance at all. I'm not fighting with her. In fact, she texted me saying, you're out a little late. And I lied to her and I said, no, I'm picking up my buddy from Hoboken and I'll be home in a little bit. Of course, I didn't want to tell her that I'm really out getting drunk with really hot women I work with, but so I lied to her. Mostly because, not because I'm a pussy, but because I don't want to deal with the fighting. Well, which in the case, it's kind of being a pussy. So, all right, fine. I'm a pussy. I'm not fighting with her. I can't remember the last time I went out with people and got as drunk as I am right now. The last time I can remember was a little over a year and a half ago when I went out with the ham radio guys and we went to a bar in New York and it was for a live event for ham radio where I forget what I got stapled to my tits, but I remember getting something stapled to me. And that's the last time I can remember. A year and a half ago, I got drunk and Punch, you remember this story. Where I had enough courage to talk to the hot girl, but she ended up being a lesbian.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can remember when I told that story, but that's the last time I went out and I got as drunk as I am now. That's the last time I actually went out and had an amazing time with people not that aren't my fiance. So you know what? It was just one of those times where everything was just bottling up. I just wanted to get out for a while. That's all. Who's in the air tunnel?
Yeah, who's in the air tunnel?
I don't know. It ain't me, man.
Well, no, but I'll say again. And for the podcast listeners, I sincerely apologize for being drunk because I'm never like this. I'm not fighting with my fiance. I'm not. It's just that I want to still feel like I'm sort of young because my fiance is about 10 years ahead of me maturely. And she's all ready to settle down, be a full-time mother, stay at home, take care of the kid. I'm still trying to, because back in the day, I posted photos in the chat room before. I used to spike my hair all the time. And I decided for the hell of it to spike my hair today to go to work. And everyone at work, the ridiculously hot women I work with, the owners, the middle-aged owners, and the 70-year-old mother of the owners all said, hey, Chris, your hair looks amazing like this. You look great. One person even said, hey, Chris, have you been losing weight? Like, I'm just amazed at how great a hairstyle could change, but whatever. So these girls invited me to go out with them just simply because I looked better than I normally do. So I'm like, you know what? What should I do? Should I work till 10 p.m., go home to a very boring household and deal with my fiance's cousin who I don't like to begin with and just be on my headphones listening to you guys and just chatting? Or do I just go home? Do I just go out with these girls, have a great time, somehow make it home drunk, and have a great story to tell, and obviously great radio for you that I'm Skyping in? What would you guys do? Let's be honest with each other for a second.
Oh, definitely go out.
Thank you.
I think you're testing yourself.
I'm not mad at my fiance. I'm not fighting with her. It's just I want to live a little bit. What's wrong with living a little bit?
You're testing yourself.
How is she
going
to react to it?
Oh, she's going to be pissed as hell when she finds out inevitably that I'm drunk. She's going to smell the alcohol on me. She's going to be pissed. And I'm going to say to her, well, I already thought of the lie. That said, I already thought of the lie to tell her. I'm going to tell her I picked up my buddy, and while he was puking in the bathroom, I had a beer.
Why don't you just tell her that you went out with the boss? Like, tell her the truth. Just don't tell her the full truth, if you know what I'm saying.
Nah, touche, my friend.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, why make up the full lie when you could just get rid of a few minor details about the truth and still, in the morning, remember what happened?
Yeah.
You know, just say, hey, boss man came at the end of the day, was like, all right, everybody, good job, team. We're going to go out to eat at Bennigan's. You know,
or if he really wants to save it, he can say that when he went to go pick his...
I remember this. I remember when I jerked off in a woman's salad dressing at Bennigan's when I was a cook there.
Yeah. See, think I wasn't listening, huh?
You are a good friend, JJ.
Linger longer, huh? Yeah.
Eh, fuck what people say about your show. You're all right in my book, my friend.
Thank you, Happy. That's what I say, dude, man. Just don't tell her that you were macking on the fucking hot chicks at work, because then every time you go to work, she's going to be pissed. But still, man, tell her, be like, look, the boss man wants us to go out. What do you want me to say? Or have you already told her you're out getting this guy?
Yeah, I already told her. I already texted her saying I went out to Hoboken to pick up my friend.
Text her and be like, holy shit, a bunch of people from my work are here.
Yeah, there you go.
The problem with that, I don't know who just said that. No, Duarte, did you just say that?
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm bad with voices and names. The problem with that is that my fiance, which is a good thing and bad thing, is way much smarter than any of us are. My fiance is fucking genius level IQ. My fiance is a fucking genius. She knows when I'm lying. She knows my facial patterns when I'm lying. And she knows the words I say and can tell when I'm being genuine and lying, even through texting. My fiance is fucking like Charles Xavier level smart.
So you don't think she's going to tell that you've had a little bit more than one beer?
Yeah.
Of course she's going to realize I had more than one. Which is why I'm sitting in the parking lot right now talking to you fine people instead of going home. Mostly because I don't want to get arrested.
Here's what you do.
You don't want to pull a Dutch, basically.
No. That'll just be, like, that'll shame my fiance and also shame my parents, but I don't want that.
Mm. Now, what Hammy could say is, when I picked him up, we decided to go out for a few drinks.
I could say that, but she'll know I'm bullshitting because I just said she can tell through my facial expressions. She can tell through the attitude in which I say it. She can tell through my eyes that I'm lying. She's a fucking human lie detector. I can't lie to this bitch.
Hey, Amy, technically, you are out getting a few drinks with some friends.
So you're saying she's the female version of Tim Roth from Lie to Me?
I don't know what that reference means, but I do know a reference that I do understand. She's Charles Xavier smart. She can read my fucking mind. It's mind control.
Then you need to be Emma Frost style blocking that shit.
Dude, I wish I could block her shit, but she's fucking crazy. She's way out of my league intellectually.
All right, how crazy is this friend that you're supposedly picking up?
Well, I told her it's the gay friend of mine, Riddler Rob Punchy. I told her I'm picking up my gay friend, and,
How much?
When I told her I was picking up my female friend, she would get angry, so I told her I'm picking up a gay friend.
But, like, would it be believable that you had a hangover night of just tracking this guy down and trying to keep him out of jail? Like, is that possible?
Maybe, but like I said, she could tell through my facial expressions that I'm lying.
Maybe you need to get more drunk and start to believe it.
I have a pretty damn good poker face, because I'm pretty damn good at poker, so I can bullshit pretty well, but she can see right through me.
You're fucked, man.
Dude, I'm so fucked.
Like, do you have a doghouse outside somewhere?
No, but I'm pretty sure she's building one right now to put me in tonight.
Yeah, she's Charles Xavier, yeah. She already knows.
That doghouse built itself.
Wait, hold on. I just got a text from her. Hold on. I just got a text. Let me load it up. Holy shit, I can't even see my screen. The last thing I said to her, it was a last-minute thing that happened, and he's in Hoboken. We're on our way to Montville now, and then I'll be home. Do you need me to pick up any food? Yes, I'll even get you a Shamrock Shake. Because she likes that, so I want to be extra nice. So right there is a red flag that I'm even just realizing myself. I'm never this voluntarily nice to her. You're so fucked. She knows I'm probably drunk. So she says, no thanks, ... We just kind of snacked on stuff after we went to the store. And I'm going to bed in a minute. Just wanted to make sure you were fine first. Which means, as soon as I get home, I'm going to get it.
Dude, the lights are off. She's just sitting in the living room. And like, you go to...
As soon as I come home, she's like, so how was your night out? And then the lights are going to somehow magically flicker on.
Like, all you're going to hear is...
She's gonna somehow have a revolving chair that just turns around so she looks at me now.
And then just say, I've been expecting you.
Yes!
Ah, Hamu. The name I almost took. Oh, dude. It'll be alright, man. Just fucking grit and bear it. Any punishment that she doles out, fucking smile while you do it and hope you had fun doing that shit because you're in trouble right now, motherfucker.
You know what? I hate myself for being a good guy. I'm a good guy because I could have possibly banged a perfect 10. You see it in the chat room, folks. I could have banged the girl on the right tonight. But I said to her, I'm going to get home in a little bit. She said to me, too bad you're engaged, which means she wanted to bang.
Is that similar to banging?
Bang.
She wants to bang.
The only thing I want to bang right now is my head against my fucking wall.
Is he saying bang or bane?
Bane. I think, are you going to kill Batman?
So you want to go home, Hamill.
No, I'm saying Bane as in Microsoft Bane. Oh, fuck you, I can't pronounce words right.
It's all good. That's why drunk audio is awesome.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you.
I was trying to warn you the whole time, bro.
I told you. Doc just said earlier, before the show, he's like, I'm going to cut something together, and we're going to put that out. Now, you know me. I don't put every show out. I'm lazy.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use us to make a promo. I don't care.
I get that, but I'm not trying to kill your fucking home life, man.
No, dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punchy. JJ, you play it every week.
I do. Punchy, you have a mission. I will get the audio to you immediately.
Oh, man. Oh, God, a drunk Hammy.
Johnny English tweeted me, I love drunk Hammy. You know what, Johnny English? I love sober Johnny English. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm perfectly cool with Johnny English. I never thought I'd live to see the day where we're cool with Johnny English of all people. Very happy at that. I'm very happy that we mended the fences. Genuinely.
Will there be a day that Mike and Sal can weasel their way back in?
No!
Notice me and Hammy both emphatically were like, no.
It's like the up and down game with Bobo. You get him talking about JES, and then you just throw Mike and Sal in there.
Little Matt says, we need a new MLR drunk promo featuring me, Hammy, Dutch, and Marianne.
We got Nodor's drunk, too. I mean, we have the epic drunk promo ready to go.
And I'm sure there's, like, buzzed Joe audio. Just have all the people who've ever been drunk on air in the promo.
Buzzed Joe audio? Just have any audio from any show he does.
I was going to say Stuart, but he's not here anymore.
Well, Stuart. Stuart,
Stuart, produce me a license that says I'm a notable parent. I don't know what's big.
Stuart, I need you to produce me an 8-ball, Stuart.
Marianne, I'm going to expose you instead of fighting for my daughter's custody. Fuck you.
No.
Yes, instead of becoming a better parent, I'm going to be a bitter douchebag and fuck MLR. Yeah. Hey Tell everybody, hey Tell. Next hey Tell guys, Hooter and Greenway.
I do gotta say, man, I kinda miss them. Cause like, here's my thing, man. They gave us our shot on Ruthless first. So like I kinda, you know, I'm like that kid that doesn't know, you know I should go with the mother, but damn, Dad has a nice house, Tom, you know. But apparently, you know, he's not a good father.
In all
honesty,
the way I feel about that is, I'm perfectly cool with Greenway,
fuck
Stewart,
yeah,
and Big T. I'm perfectly fine with that show. The thing is with Hooter and Greenway, the problem with that was Hooter and his coke addict girlfriend, who they decided to turn all their personal lives into the show. And you know what? It's cool to reveal a little embarrassing personal thing about your life on the air and get great radio out of it. Believe me, I've done it voluntarily several times. The problem with that is when people eventually use it against you, eventually, inevitably, the minute you start becoming butthurt about it and saying, no, it's my show, I do what I want, and allegedly making fake police reports to Canada, even if he didn't do it, because I've seen the phone records, Hooter didn't call Dark Fox in Canada. He didn't call the police department. I've seen the phone records. So unless it's brilliant Photoshop, Hooter didn't make that call to police in Canada. So I don't know what the fuck happened with that story. I don't know if Dark Fox is a big fat liar or not, but even if he is, I understand where MLR management is coming from. Yeah. There was too much shit going on before this, and along with all the other massive infighting that was going on in that show, if I'm glad I'm not in charge of dealing with shows, and I'm glad I don't have the power to fire shows, because I would have shit-canned Hooter and Greenway months ago.
I'm pretty sure if other people had that power, we would have been gone, like, months ago as well.
Yeah. you know what, dude? Whenever any conversation between management, I'm not going to specifically say who, throughout the past couple of months or whatever, I always defended 360 and 420, saying, look, guys, they're improving drastically. If you don't believe me, listen to their show. They're improving, and trust me, dude, you guys are improving, and I will continue to fight for 360.
Damn.
Thank you, sir.
360 is Brainstew 2.0, basically.
I'm tearing up.
Yeah. There's the promo right there.
Everybody get your plugs out so we can throw out and actually put this out on a podcast. Punchy, where can we hear you?
What was that?
Where can we hear you? We're right at the two-hour mark.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Brains Radio, Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and also the Nerd Hour, Fridays from 11 till whenever we decide to end. And I'm on Twitter at BrainStuFalcone, and I've got my sports blog, buttfumblesports.wordpress.com.
Nice.
Nah, you have a WordPress. You're a faggot.
When are you going to organize that thing?
Eventually.
You're eventually going to have so many posts where you need to organize it somehow.
Yeah. I mean, I had over like 2,000 views on Saturday, so I should probably start making it look nicer.
Mentioned on ESPN.com.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that tweet. That's pretty damn cool.
That was AKA Dog. He's our Photoshop specialist. No doors for you.
What's that?
We're going to get back into fat chicks in a little bit.
I don't want to talk about fat chicks.
No more fat chicks. And then fucking the star of the goddamn show, Drunk Brain Stew Hammy. Thank you, sir. I can't even begin to explain.
Now I'm just reading the tweets between everyone. I'm glad I was the source of entertainment for the night, guys.
We ain't done
you
yet,
totally
sir.
Welcome to that moment of clarity.
We're just throwing out for like a minute to fucking make sure I can cut it. But
follow me at BrainStewHammy at BrainStewMedia. If you're a band, let me mix your recordings. I'm sure this drunk asshole when he sobers up can mix any album you throw at him. BrainStewMedia.com, Chris at BrainStewMedia.com. Email me.
360 on 420. Live, folks, stay tuned. Motherfucking podcast people, we're back live Thursday at midnight. Check out all the other fine More Like Radio shows throughout the week. We'll be back in just un momento.
Greetings, my name is Chris Hamill, senior executive producer of More Like Radio. More Like Radio is an internet radio station founded in 2012 after our bosses at our former station were really mean to us. Since then, we have worked to provide the listener with the best radio experience possible. We also like to promote local and unsigned artists, like Woods of Arden, the Baghdadios, hip-hop artist and host on More Like Radio, Sir Darkside.
Hi there, who are you? I'm Darkside.
And much more. What we at More Like Radio pride ourselves the most on, though, is the outstanding talk programming featured on our network. Take Hippo Juice, for example.
What are you talking about? We're not in the internet right now! We are not in the Matrix! Dude!
Also, take a listen to The Fifth Circle.
Hey, we chicks get into radio wars. Pew, pew.
Or maybe Dutch and Royce fit your fancy.
I do things on purpose to stretch shows out. I've been doing it for 6 years. I know what I'm doing.
Or maybe check out my show, Brain Stew Radio.
You hate white people. You hate white people. You hate white people.
More Like Radio prides itself on professionalism, and we swear no one has an ego.
We're bigger than your shows. We have better listeners. We have more listeners. We have bigger download stuff than you. Off.
Or drinks.
I'm not that drunk!
Or even fights.
We're not on another station, you dumb f***. This is my point. Unbelievable.
That's it, I'm going home.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to More Like Radio, the most lovable dysfunctional family on radio.
Dead babies. We're going to listen to this one a second. This goes out to Brain Stew Hammy. That goes out to Hamill. I know that this shit is fucking gold, but it's one of those where you know what you have is, like, toxic, you know?
Oh, like my drunk night.
Yeah, like, I know that there's gold in the audio, but there's stuff that does not need to see the light of day. Like, Nodor's drunk audio, like I said, there's a lot of usable shit.
There's a lot of not usable shit, too.
Drunk people give you great fucking audio, dude. It's not and even funny. But then they turn around and give you such personal stuff that you're like, oh my god, I can't do anything with this now. Go back to talking about fucking Mike and Sal, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Or in my case, the gaggle of girls dancing.
Let's see here. We haven't even paid attention to any motherfucking chat room. I didn't even know there was a chat room here tonight. I know Jay isn't in there, man. You, sir, I don't know, we got to set up for you to call in one night. That would be awesome.
Wait, he doesn't have like a board or anything that he can?
I don't know. I mean, if he wants to call in, JJ Stoner 420 on Skype. Like that. But see, I kind of want to do that, but I want to pull some audio first, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I have some audio that's not earmarked and knows, like, I know around the era of when, because, I mean, come on, man, I'm a pothead. I don't remember every show. I'm sure as fuck not going to remember a show from a year and a half ago.
Fuck JS Radio.
Oh, my God. The hashtag and all that shit. So, like I said, I'd love to do it right now, but I would love to have the audio so he could just giggle at how horrible we were at that point in time. Because, like, now we've gotten a little more polished, I guess. I don't know if you can call that.
Well, I mean, you can only polish a turd so much, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we know how to get out of the way of gold drunk people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you do it. But yeah. No, it's cool, Jay. Like, it's cool. We need to pull some audio. Again, we're slack ass motherfuckers, so. But we need to do that soon.
Or as Jesse Ventura would say, "Right, I'm gonna slack jawed faggot." Predator.
Yeah, he mentions Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry wanted to kick my motherfucking ass one day.
Oh, I remember that fucking day.
JJ, you're kind of a shit stir.
I might be.
You're one of many of just a staple of shitsters on MLR.
Yeah. And the sad thing, like, here's the way I operate. Like, I'm the one that hits you so fucking hard. Like, you're thinking this one's going to hit you. And then I just come in. I'm that motherfucker that just, like, walks through a crowd and knocks drunk people out. Like, all right, what we were watching one the other day, man.
Yeah.
The fucking drunk people knockout shit. Let's see if I can find that shit real quick. I'll throw that up.
JJ, we'll equate it to MMA fighters. JJ, we'll say, is like Johnny Hendricks.
Yes. By the way, fuck George St. Pierre. Fuck him.
Dude, you know what? Everybody bitches. The same people who bitch about George St. Pierre's style are the same people who bitch about Anderson Silva also.
No. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
No. I don't bitch about Anderson Silva like that.
No, but I mean most of the people who do.
I have my reasons for both. But GSP sat there and sniffed Diaz's asshole the entire fucking match. And that somehow won the fight.
If he was sniffing Diaz's asshole, how was he able to land all the strikes on the ground?
No. Did you see his face afterwards?
He was actively moved. Dude, really? We're going to go with that?
Yeah.
How many decisions has Fedor won when Fedor obviously won the match, but he obviously took more facial damage?
Hold on. Let's see if I can find this. I want to show you, and I'm not saying just solely that. I'm saying I fucking hate GSP fights because all they fucking do is try and hold people down and fucking lay there on top of the person. All right, here, look, here's, oh, you nigger.
Oh, you're going to let me do it.
All right, here's GSP. GSP's face. This is the post presser. And that didn't work. Sorry. View original image. Let's see if that'll work. Yeah, that'll work. Sorry. I'm tarded.
You didn't know how to properly cut and paste.
Somehow my stupid face makes it in there. There's fucking GSP. All right. Look at that fucking damage, dude. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying in any way that Diaz won that fight. You at no point in time saw me say that last night. All right? Not at one, nowhere near. Never said that Diaz won that fight. I'm just saying GSP fights are boring because he can't finish the fucking fight because he lays there like a faggot and tries to sniff his butthole the entire fight.
And I've said this on Twitter, too. You can blame Matt Serra for that.
Yeah, that's because he's scared of getting his shit pushed in. And he should be. Because as soon as he fights Anderson Silva, he's done, dude.
And the thing is, too, also, he's probably got, like, I noticed with the stand-up game, he still has a little bit less explosiveness than he used to.
Yeah.
Which, because he had ACL surgery. That takes a year to be able to do anything. And then for a year after that, you're not as explosive as you used to be. Unless you're Adrian Peterson.
I mean, he could be, man. He should be. He's the top of the game. Here's Diaz. Nah, granted, Diaz is a little fucked up, but man, go back and forth between those pictures and tell me who won that fight. Just off of those pictures.
I know. I'm going by the actual fight.
I know, but come on, man.
Did you really
enjoy that? I mean, really. Be honest with me.
Dude, no matter how good that fight was, it wasn't going to live up to the Hendricks-Condit fight.
We're not talking about that, because he's going to duck Hendricks for the next 6 months to a year, all right?
No. Hey, well, Hendricks might have to wait a bit anyway, because he broke his hand during the fight.
Even at that, dude. So it
might take a little longer. Who knows? If Hendricks' hand is broken for a while, maybe we quickly get another Anderson Silva fight, and then maybe we get the GSP Anderson fight before the Hendricks one.
I don't even want to see it. I don't. There's no reason to watch that fight, dude. Anderson Silva and GSP, no fucking reason. None. Silva is going to butt fuck that white boy harder than any black man has ever butt fucked a prison rape. You know, it's going to fucking be just, ugh. You don't want to watch it. And honestly, I hope he gets in there and kills the motherfucker. I mean, it's not because I hate GSP that much. It's just I really don't like watching someone try to sniff another man's butthole for 25 minutes.
I'm just actually, what surprised me was the fact that GSP was able to not get submitted on the ground.
Dude,
like, that's how good Diaz is at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
He was so scared of the boxing in the first two rounds, that's all he could do was take him down. And he should be, because fucking Diaz tagged him, man. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was going to bring it up, but I forgot about it. They're selling Jesse Pinkman's car. Well, they can't sell it until the season's aired, but they're getting ready to sell it. You know the red one?
Yeah.
So apparently, spoiler alert, the car survives.
Yeah!
I don't know if we're reading too much into that. But I don't know, man. Like, Hendricks was a fucking beast last night. But again, any given night, Diaz had... I'm not saying Diaz won that fight last night. I'm saying GSP fights are boring because all he does is fucking hold people down and fucking puts baby punches on them. That's why Connick got his shit pushed in, because he came up against Hendricks, who just walks across the ring and throws fucking haymakers the entire time. And you can't counter that.
That fight was pretty close if you take out all of Hendricks' takedowns.
All the takedowns and fucking the goddamn lunchboxes that he's throwing.
Dude, but those two were pretty even on the feet. And let's face it, even with all the takedowns, Carlos Condit was getting everything out and very active from the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's not like we're watching Ronda Rousey fucking pull someone's arm out of their socket in one round.
No, it's not like that because I wasn't masturbating.
Besides masturbating to it, who actually wants to see Rousey fight to get another armbar? Unless it's against Cyborg, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, I do. Just put the volume on mute so I don't have to hear Joe Rogan talking during it.
I like Rogan. What's wrong with Rogan?
I do too, but it's kind of a boner killer.
Like, Rogan kind of irritated me the other day because he started bashing Walking Dead. But 9 times out of 10, when that dude says something, it's usually right. And everything he was saying about The Walking Dead was pretty right. And then I saw Danny Ross doing it tonight, and I'm like, dude, you're a fucking hipster poser-ass faggot.
Yeah, Danny Ross is irrelevant. Like, yeah. Joe Rogan, at least, you can, if he says something that you don't agree with, you can be like, well, it's Joe Rogan.
So Rogan just said, you know, I don't understand why they go hard and then they stop. Like, it's the same thing, my problem I've had with it, is filler episodes.
By
like
the way,
tonight was not a filler episode.
One picture I'm posting. We're going to go based on damage, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Did Fedor win or lose this fight? I'll tell you which fight that was after you look at it.
He won that fight.
Yeah, that was after the Crow Cop fight, which he dominated that fight for the most part, with the exception of like the first half of round one of that fight when Crow Cop almost knocked him out.
Yeah. But that's fucking Crow Cop, man. That dude.
But like some people, but the thing is too, some people scuff and bruise easier than others.
GSP has not been known to do that. GSP got tagged.
GSP hasn't really been tagged that much in a while.
Well, he got tagged last night.
Yeah, but even like I said, even on the feet, Diaz got shots in, but I mean, Diaz didn't exactly do a ton on the feet either.
No. I had no point last night, and I had to literally, I pissed this guy off so much. I don't try and piss people off with my views. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. But he got so fucking pissed off, and coincidentally, JS, it was a guy in Iowa. He got so pissed that I was fucking down in GSP that I had to explain to him. I said, dude, I'm not trying to say Diaz won the fight. I'm not stupid. All right,
yeah,
I watched.
There were some people who were trying to say Diaz won that fight.
No, I'm not fucking retarded, all right? I'm a little high. All right, I didn't see Diaz winning that fight. What I saw was the same GSP fight I've seen the last fucking five times he's fought.
Well, the thing is, though, he's got to win. That's all he's got to do. That's his job.
I know, and that's faggot-ass. Why would I want to watch that? That's why I hate the UFC now. I'm starting to get turned off by the UFC because now it's all about fucking trying to get to the judges' hands and then hopefully they like you more. That's what's happening now.
No, decisions happen all the time in mixed martial arts. Sometimes there's not. Like, dude, the Wanderlei Silva fight recently wasn't a decision. That was an excellent fight. But like, even the Hendricks Conda fight went to decision, but it was a great fight.
But dude, if you're that much. All right, GSP, supposedly the best on the planet, correct?
In his weight class, I'd say in his weight class.
You would say one of the greatest. Can't finish a fight.
He's finished fights before.
When? When was the last one?
Been a while, but he's finished fights before.
Was it before or after Matt Serra? Yeah?
I'm going to check now.
Yeah, look it up, because I guarantee you it ain't after. Or he might have finished Serra, if I'm remembering right. Because like, I don't know UFC like that, but I have watched it.
Hughes, he definitely finished after Serra.
Hughes?
Yeah.
We're talking about Matt Hughes here.
I got a few. There's more than you probably think. Matt Hughes by submission via armbar.
Okay.
Matt Serra TKO.
What round was that, by the way?
Huh?
Did it say a round?
Two.
Two? All right.
BJ Penn TKO corner stoppage.
Yeah, that's BJ Penn, though. Diaz fucking retired that motherfucker.
Yeah, and then BJ Penn came back and got retired again.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, how many times did Nick Diaz retire last night?
Yeah.
Dude. He retired, and then he was calling out GSP and Silva.
No, there's another. He had another quote. Hold on. I'm looking it up. He had another quote that I was like, wow.
Didn't his brother do the exact same thing?
I think so.
Like, when he got danced all around and ended up losing, and then he, like, retired, but then came back and fought another fight.
By the way, wow, my little Matt with the question in chat. Ronda Rousey or Trish Stratus?
Trish, easy. All right, this is the quote from last night. He goes, no, I can't be jumping teams. I just have to invest a little money now that I have some money, you know. What? I've never paid taxes in my life. I'm probably going to jail. But no. No one want to hear that kind of talk or what is going on with me. I might as well as be a kid. I've had a fight after fight after fight after fight. You don't know what that does to somebody that didn't graduate high school. You don't understand. And then he goes on to say he's retiring and then he wants a rematch.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. This was in the post fucking interview, dude.
Matt, so if we can just schedule a match between Alistair Overeem and GSP, maybe Overeem will get to that weight if he stops taking steroids.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to fucking
happen. Ronda Rousey is pretty hot and just as fit as Tristratus was in her heyday.
Yeah.
But Tristratus was fantastic in her heyday, too. That's a tough one.
Yeah, but I've seen Tristratus taking a cock. That looks like fun.
Are you sure it was really Tristratus?
I'm fucking 100% positive, sir.
You want me to put it? How did you know?
Everyone's seen that picture. We've all jerked off to it.
Right-click save as.
Yeah, we all have that one already. It's in my Dropbox already.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Where the fuck did Nodors go?
I don't know. He's in your house.
I know, and he just disappeared. Like, I looked over, and he's gone. He must have had to go take a shit.
All right, but, like, you know what's kind of tougher? It's kind of a tough one to pick as far as based on looks. I'm not gonna bring in Gina Carano to it, even though she's, like, one of the better-looking ones of all time.
Yeah.
But at times, Misha Tate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said at times, because most of the fighting chicks, they just kind of look weird when they have to have the hair tied back during matches.
What are you doing? Nodors just walks in here and kicks shit. He's got cookies in his hands and a Dr. Pepper. This nigga's high as a kite. What's wrong with you? Yeah. He just snotted out of his nose because he laughed because I told him he has homeless shoes on. Oh, dude, I love zinging homeless jokes around this motherfucker now. I have so many. See, look, here, this is what we're supposed to watch. This is Tristratus.
It's because we couldn't use him when he was homeless because he wasn't here.
I just posted Misha Tate in chat.
Yeah, that's her, dude. That's fucking totally her, dude.
Sneaking in with a big bazooka.
God damn it.
Big bazooka. This turned into the porn hour. Nodors walks in, he's like, whoa, that's Tristratus, man. We're all like distracted and shit now.
Here we go.
I don't care if they're fake. Get your hand off your dick, nigga. There's no masturbating in it. With cookies? Really? Sit down, bitch. That's Tris, dude. I don't give a fuck what you say. And look, here's her fucking... Look, taking that cock, dude. No. Why is it a bad idea? You want to see her getting cum on her face? Oh, there's her riding a dick. That dude looks like a retarded Vanilla Ice.
He ain't that retarded. He knows to put a rubber on.
Hell yeah.
Are there pictures of Mickey James, too?
Yeah, they got pictures of Mickey. Yeah. Who is that?
I don't remember what she did.
She did a bunch of foot fetish shit. That chick could shit on my damn chest. I'd eat the corn out of her shit.
Yeah, holy shit, that looks a lot like Stratus.
Doesn't it?
Like, if it's not Tristratus, it's a fucking great lookalike.
Well, here's why I say it is. All right. That chick that did porn... You don't see her in anything else but that one. Like, if it was a prominent porn model that kind of looked the same, you would see her in more stuff, but you don't. Why? Because she went to the WWE. That, Little Matt just put the Mickey James one in. That's not Mickey James. Mickey James never did on-video porn. That's confirmed. She just did pictures.
Who?
Mickey James. Because he's saying, he just put another link in here that's supposedly Mickey James. It's not. Fucking a black dude. It's not.
Ooh, let me watch.
Yeah, here. Sorry, I thought this was the girl's box. That's not Mickey James. Okay. You can change here if you want to. Large black guy.
You don't mind, right?
No, I don't mind.
Hey. That's supposedly Mickey James.
I'm also looking on my jump shot. Interesting, man.
Number one, her forehead ain't right. The retard's right, though.
And I'm reading it. Apparently, that was not Trish Stratus. It's just someone who looks a lot like her. She wouldn't even do Playboy.
No.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Hey, you know what? This was 7 years ago. Never mind.
Yeah, shut up. That was her, man. This is not Mickey James.
Because I tried to compare it to her Playboy, because I have a Playboy.
That nigga ran to the back, was like, I know where it is. It's in the special place. See, look, them titties ain't the same, man. The face ain't right.
Trish Stratus is always in the special place.
Large black cock. And look, the hair don't look right.
Suck that monster dick, bitch. Make daddy happy.
There it is, man. That's not Mickey James. Now, that's a chick that looks like Mickey James, but it's not Mickey James. She do know how to suck a dick, yo. She got a lot of heart for a cocksucker.
A lot of heart for a cocksucker, huh?
We just watched that scene the other day. It was awesome. They were playing basketball. Look, here's her. That's not her, dude.
Of course they were playing basketball. Yeah. Come on.
Nigga got a lot of haul for a cocksucker. Now she gonna ride that dick, yo.
It's like 80 fucking degrees wearing a suit.
And see, now it's fucking up. Another one for the Trish lookalike. I don't think it's a lookalike, man. It's the real one. Don't trash my dreams, goddammit. I've masturbated too many times to these videos that may or may not be Trish Stratus.
I'm sorry, just keep looking at Misha Tate's ass.
Wow, this one even has shitty porn music. That's awesome.
I feel like if we watch it long enough, we'll level up.
Yeah, that's not the same chick, man.
No.
That's not the same chick. Let's skip forward a little bit. That's not the same chick.
Can we please stop watching porn?
He's like, I haven't come in 10 days. I'm not doing this. Now it won't go away. All right, now it will. I thought it was going to lock up with porn. My computer doesn't like to do a lot of things. Are you all right over there? Look, there.
JJ, by the way, I'm on the PRP, and I thought I read Limp Bizkit Final Tour and got excited, and it said, just said On Fall Tour.
Ugh.
I haven't been this disappointed in accidentally reading something since Friday when the...
I thought they retired.
They should have.
No, they're back. They're on that Young Money or Cash, whatever.
What?
Yeah. Someone with actual street cred decided to sign those idiots. You know it's good, though. And you guys heard part of this earlier when I accidentally played it on air, but there's a new Heaven Shall Burn song out. JJ, are you into them?
I have a few, but it's not something that I'm like, you know what, I'm going to throw this on. Usually what
what you think of this then?
Usually what happens is they usually come on and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I look it up and I'm like, oh. Yeah,
all right, I'll play this song, see what you think.
All right.
That goofy, you know the way that people can play the things where they can comment on certain sections of the song, that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
I have that. And every time you move your mouse over a part, it goes to that part of the song.
Oh.
Now it's kicking in here, you know. Oh, yeah. Gonna give it till it goes like the.
Alright, I'm gonna counter you with this just to tell you what it sounded like in my head. Actually, you know what? It's not. I'm trying to think of a song. Hold on, let me get a closer song. I'm saying what it reminded me of. No, I'm trying to get the right one.
Like, with, it's funny, with Heaven Shall Burn, they're one of those, like, metalcore bands that came out, like, during that heyday that are, they're not, like, one of the top bands that, you know, like, the Killswitch level.
Yeah, this is what it reminded me of. All right, now go back and play yours again. All right, pause. Alright, pause. Watch this. Oh, that's a little bit closer. Specifically the backing, man. Like, it kind of... I mean, I could tell it's Heaven Shall Burn and whatnot, but I'm saying that song kind of ripped off a little bit of Devil Driver.
No.
Oh, maybe I'm hearing too much into it.
You're like, they don't really sound all that similar, the songs.
Yeah.
Like, especially the composition of the drums. I mean, the vocalists sound nothing like each other to begin with.
I'm just saying, like, the backing. Like, kind of sounded like the pacing of the song just reminded me of that really quickly.
Just the pacing, but the timing of the notes don't sound similar at all.
Yeah.
And Little Matt says, sorry, but the Killswitch's new album is shit compared to their last one.
Yeah, terrific. It ain't out yet.
It's not out yet. Two songs have been out. One is a rough mix that they never even really released the official version of.
Yeah.
And
secondly, it's Little Matt saying this. Really?
Yeah. In Due Time is better than the singles on the last Howard album. Because In Due Time is the single. Like, it's that album's My Last Serenade.
I'm still stuck on Earth Rocker right now.
Earth Rocker. I've been listening to the Soilwork CD.
Dude, I can't get off this fucking Clutch record.
All right, want me to play some of the Soilwork?
I've heard it.
Oh, you've heard it?
Yeah. Yeah, the newer shit? Yeah.
They're, like, I'm fucking stunned. A double album with absolutely no filler.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. Sepultura is the only other one that I think came close.
Like, that album kind of got me back listening to, like, some In Flames and Soilwork.
Right.
I have a list. Like, I sleep to music, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're still, like, not taken by someone and not, like, living with someone. I can just listen to music.
Dude, if I turn the TV up above 2, she fucking kicks me in the balls and throws me in the corner. Trust me, I know.
No, Little Matt, Save Me is not better than In Due Time.
Stop giving the little shit fuck attention. Fuck him.
But like, I've got the double album from Soilwork on there on my mix, and before it, I've got Reroute to Remain by In Flames.
Yeah.
And then Stabbing the Drama by Soilwork.
See, In Flames is one of those where it really depends on which album you put on.
Yeah, like Reroute to Remain, even though it was like the most first of the drastic changes for In Flames, is still a good album.
Right.
Like, their shitty albums were made after that, I'd say. Like, my favorite from In Flames is either going to be Colony or Horacle, still.
I mean, come on, man. This.
Clayman also.
Too too much Dragon Force, my friend.
Which album is that from again?
Sounds of a Playground.
Oh yeah, it's weird with the last couple In Flames CDs. Like, there's a few that have been good. Like the one album they released on Ferret, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah,
Like that one wasn't bad, but then I think the one after that was.
When I saw them, they were with Mudvayne, and I can't remember who opened for them. It was someone good.
But I'm trying to remember, because I'd say the worst In Flames album was definitely Soundtrack to Your Escape.
There was at least two on there that was decent. And well, I'm not talking the big ones.
I still consider it, if not their weakest, their second weakest.
Yeah, they got some other earlier stuff where I'm like, eh.
Well, the earlier stuff doesn't even happen.
Yeah, it's not even the same fucking band,
not
really.
The same band at this point.
Yeah.
Now, Come Clarity, I thought was a good CD.
It had its moments.
It had more moments than Soundtrack to Your Escape did.
Yeah,
I thought. I listened to it more than, you know, I didn't skip that many tracks on it compared to the other one. I'm trying to remember if Sense of Purpose was the one that was so-so or the one after that.
Probably both of them, knowing In Flames. Shithead Ratface says, did you like The Forgotten Who? I don't even know who you're talking about. Is this some Australian fucking hardcore band that never made it over here or something? Are they forgotten? I already forgot them. This is not a fucking bit either, because I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
I've mentioned this too, though, that Soilwork has surpassed In Flames.
I mean, they're both pretty much the same band. Not out the same band, but I'm saying same era.
Same country, same
this
era.
This is like having like the argument of Slipknot or Mushroomhead, just a different country.
Yeah,
I'd say
I'm right there. Come on, that's a good point.
It's a good comparison. They're both similar bands in the same genre in the same country, same city, even in this case.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, I believe so.
Like, both had their low point around the same time.
Yeah.
Like, Figure Number 5 is generally considered the worst Soilwork CD. And that came out around the time that Soundtrack to Your Escape came out, which is widely considered the worst In Flames CD. And by the way, Natural Born Chaos, I think, was the best Soilwork CD.
Oh, Shithead Ratface is saying The Forgotten by Killswitch Engage from their last album. No, I didn't really listen to that album a whole lot, so I might have to go find it to see if I can say yes or no to that.
I can find that.
I'm on it. Yours is on Skype, man. It's not going to come through the right. And if anybody even goes, it'll fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got it.
But Stabbing the Drama was a good bounce back from a shitty album. Sworn to a Great Divide was pretty good. The Panic Broadcast was decent. It had probably one of the best album enders on a CD.
Yeah, no, this is... I know which song this is. This is when Dugowich started being a shithead and not giving a fuck.
Yeah. By the way, and I say this, one of the best album enters, Enter Dog of Pavlov on the Panic Broadcast. I don't know if you have that Soilwork CD.
No, I don't have a lot of fucking old Soilwork on there.
No, this is new Soilwork.
It's
the album right before the one that came out this past month.
I'm looking. Nope, ain't got it.
All right, I'm sure you can YouTube it.
What was the name of it?
Enter Dog of Pavlov. Pavlov spelled P-A-V-L-O-V.
Oh, that's a little smart reference right there.
Here we go with the lyrics video. $9.99 for the knife.
I hear a bell ringing.
Mm-hmm. I want to masturbate on your face and then come in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Gonna shoot my load on her back.
She'll take it.
Butt sex. Butt sex. All right. Are you telling me they went degent on me?
A lot of bands went degent, but let it kick in.
I know, man. I know. Everybody went degent, yeah.
Wait,
when does
on.
This fucking song kick in, Punchy?
I said, that's some cool guitar, but
wait, are you sure it's Enter Dog of Pavlov?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to play it on my iTunes.
So I'm in with that, man.
Yeah, it takes a bit to kick in, but yeah, it's a great album ender. And that, like, even the people who didn't like the Panic broadcast were fans of that song,
right?
And like they've just continually gotten better. Low point, whereas In Flames kind of they had a decent album. They kind of got, you know, didn't get worse, but didn't really rebound,
right?
That, you know, soundtrack to Your Escape, they kind of got very cornish.
Shithead Ratface is saying, what are the two songs you have played? One of them was Clutch Crucial Velocity. The other was that Hell Yeah, Drink, Drink, Drunk. And that was for Hammy. I mean, metal is such a... It's a discussion that anybody can have, but it doesn't mean anybody's right or wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of varying opinions.
Yeah, like I dig the gent, but I don't prefer every band in the fucking genre to go to.
Like, although the one God Forbid song with the gent was fantastic.
It wasn't just one; they did an entire album, in my opinion.
Entire album, but that first track on the "Don't Tell Me What to Dream."
Yeah, no shit. I mean, it screams to gent.
Yeah, it's
homeless guy. What are you listening to on your fucking you know, Pinecone MP3 player?
Oh, what did I listen to?
Yeah, like what should we listen to in the homeless no doors category?
You don't like the music that I like. I like metal. I like Mudvayne and shit like that.
Okay,
but that's not what I was listening to out there.
Well, I mean, what is it? Like, what's the one song? Like, you were like, dude, this describes me.
Let's see. Ooh. Young, Wild, and Free by Wiz Khalifa featuring Snoop Dogg.
Young, Wild, and Free.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this shit.
Oh, it's a rap song.
Young, Wild, and Free. Let's see what we can get here.
If you're YouTubing it, there's a little intro at the beginning of the video, so you might need to skip through a little bit.
There's also an ad.
JJ's not going to be happy when he hears.
We played Luda last time.
No shit, man. I'm pretty open to play anything, but realize I'm going to trash the shit out of it.
Oh, I know, but JJ, I know, is not a fan of the rap.
What you talk about? I've seen Head PE like 4 times, man.
Rap, not Head PE. Head PE is a hard rock band that has rap in it, but they're not a rap group.
All right. Is this shit starting yet? Yappa-dappa-do.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Follow through, baby.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
Oh, shit.
So what, we go out.
Hey, let me get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Because you know I'm a ass fucking
All right, I think we found the hammy promo, like yeah. Drunk audio promo.
There you go. You're welcome.
Why'd you turn it down?
Because I can. Like, I'm the sound guy.
Because you wanted to talk.
Yeah. It's called being a professional broadcaster.
Oh, damn it. I was trying to jam.
Oh, you want to jam? Here we go.
I'm with your bitch smoking gray. You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case. Trying to find a hella taste. Oh, my God. I'm on the chase. Chevy. It's getting kind of heavy. Relevant. Selling it. Dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe. Flipping.
I love how rappers will take one fucking thing and just run it in the ground. Do, 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 do.
That's called rap.
That's not rap.
There's, there are some who actually kind of compose a full thing, but for the most part, yeah, it's a consistent beat.
Like, I get that, but man, vary the shit up, man. And you like it just because it says, let's go smoke some weed, man.
No, man.
And you ain't young and free, man. Homeless is put... Homeless has put 20 years on you, dude.
I got some fucking... I got some fucking great memories tied to this song, shouldn't I?
By the way...
What crack whore in a fucking woods did you fuck to this song playing out of a pine cone?
She's not a crack whore.
Oh, I'm sorry, meth addict. Let's get that right.
Well, yeah, Heisenberg shopper.
She's an addict. She's not an addict.
You're saying she sings this song a little bit too much.
No, her and I and a couple of other people, we live that fucking song, dude.
There ain't no living a song, man.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Fuck you, you don't know.
You ain't living on a prayer, nigga.
You've never been out there, you don't know.
How the fuck are you gonna tell me I ain't been out there, I don't know. I went to the little fucking cousin of fucking California, which is Florida. That's nigga, true. You wouldn't know shit about that. It is California.
Yeah, but you didn't have a mountain there.
I'll ask this.
You don't need a mountain. It's flat.
I'll ask this to all of you guys, but I'll answer before I ask it too. About what like, because you said what song defined you. What bands define like your key years? Like, you know, like what they kind of, you listen to them as you were growing into the person you are now.
Okay.
Mine are Killswitch Engage, and I'll mention why. They were one of the first. I was one of the first people in my area to get into them. Like when I found out about them, it was just, like between the time the original self-titled came out on Ferret, and they got between that coming out and them signing with Roadrunner. So I've been into them for like years now, like. I'd say 10, 11 years now.
Right.
And the other one is E-Town Concrete.
Yeah.
That one, I'm from Jersey, so I got into them early because, you know, they're from Jersey too.
Right.
And, you know, we have WSOU that breaks a lot of bands.
Right. See, mine would have to be probably Manson right off the back just because it came out. I was in middle school when it started. So Manson... Just Mayor because Mountain, it was the thing you weren't supposed to listen to.
And especially here.
Yeah. Then I kind of went backwards and like went back into the old days. For some reason, Pearl Jam's thrown in there before all that. but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to admit that I listened to Pearl Jam because my name is Jeremy.
Never.
And I fucking hated the goddamn song. And the goddamn yeah, fucking Jam. Shut your mouth before I fucking kick you off this goddamn call. Oh, but let's see here. I probably rolled from Manson into Slipknot Pantera. Like, I went a little bit harder.
Oh, all right. If we're doing the timeline of bands that kind of influence different ages, I mean, the most defining as far as me now is concerned are those two. But, you know, like early on, I was, you know, my first two CDs were Green Day and Snoop Dogg.
Let's see here.
And then from there, you know, I was into the grunge stuff for a bit, too.
I was going to say first CD slash tape 10.
Yeah.
I'm not answering this.
And it's so sad that the motherfuckers... No, you're answering this shit, motherfucker.
And then I graduated to Metallica.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. My uncle, like, nailed me with Metallica. Yeah. Like, when I was... And I couldn't do it because he made it uncool. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that?
Like, because he just was a dumbass about it. Like, he wasn't listening to it. Back, because I mean, you have to realize this was like 80s when I was like eight or nine, and he was trying to pick up chicks with this shit because they were all fucking mullet headed, you know, bitches that love jacked up trucks.
You mean like me in high school?
Pretty much. So, like, he used that shit to try and pick up pussy. He didn't give a shit about Metallica. Now he listens to fucking like Journey and Styx and shit like that. I'm like, I mean, there was, see, like, my household, my mom tried to force me to listen to Styx. I have been forced to go to 4 fucking Styx concerts.
Holy shit.
Like, 4. I've seen Tommy Shaw 4 fucking times. I've seen the original lineup. All right? I was stuck at these fucking shows with cougars everywhere. Fucking, oh.
Dude, the way you complained about that is the way I complained about seeing Disturbed.
Dude, all right, look, the shimmy ain't got shit on Mr. Roboto.
Nah.
Have you seen fat bitches try and shoot their goddamn fucking their fucking boulder holder bras up into the fucking stage when Mr. Roboto kicks in? There's a reason why they have laser light shows. It's because they fucking shoot them bitches down so they don't hit Tommy Shaw on the forehead.
Now, like, and then from there... From Metallica, the next bands that kind of started influencing were Pantera, Fear Factory, Vision of Disorder, and Hatebreed.
Fear Factory, big time, dude. Obsolete was a great fucking record.
I loved Obsolete, but the one that I listened to the most was Demanufactured.
Yeah, but still, man, Obsolete.
Both are fantastic for different reasons. What I loved about Obsolete was the whole, like, everything's connected as one big story.
Yeah.
And the song Obsolete on that CD is amazing.
I always got that confused with RoboCop. Like, every time he starts singing about that shit, I started thinking RoboCop was, like, walking around a fucking Fear Factory. I wonder if that works. Like, if you play RoboCop with Fear Factory's Obsolete playing, if that would line up and sync up. Hmm. We need to try this. I bet you it would.
It probably would.
Like, I listened to, like, Life of Agony 2 a little bit during that time. I kind of got into head PE around that time too.
Fucking Burton Bell's a goddamn genius, and we didn't know it. We need to look this up.
Burton Bell is great, and, you know. And then just, like, there's a lot of the heavier bands that kind of were coming out around the late '90s too. But also around the time I got into those bands, I discovered E-Town Concrete from WSOU, obviously, and then the early 2000s hit, and. You know, that was when, like, nu metal was the thing, like, NU meaning. So, I was, you know, like, I was a big Soulfly fan, big Sepultura fan.
There's something I hadn't mentioned yet, Sepultura.
Yeah.
I used to wake up to Roots every fucking day, dude.
I used to also, actually. Like, that was the album from Sepultura that I would have constantly playing. Because, like I said, I listen to music. And so, like, I would have Sepultura, like, I would have Roots or Chaos AD on repeat.
Right.
You know, like, and then I started branching out more and also started listening to a lot more hardcore bands. You know, and then I've discovered Killswitch, Shadows Fall, Unearth. Yeah, fuck, who else? Chimera was another one that I started listening to.
Hell yeah. Early Chimera as well.
Early Chimera I was pretty into also. I actually went to see them when they were touring for Pass Out of Existence.
You know what changed it all for me?
What?
Watch. Shh. Just let it happen.
And that's how babies are made.
Hey, let's get to the good stuff. Like right now?
'73 flaps down, chassis free. Buzz Aldrin, Armstrong, or maybe just me. Don't worry, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming.
Nope, you ain't getting it.
All right, I'm going to play the parts of the two Clutch songs that that got me into Clutch. They're from two different albums. So here's the first one. First Clutch song I ever heard. JJ, I'm sure, knows the song already. I loved this song when I, was younger.
This song got a lot of people beat up.
Huh?
I said this song got a lot of people beat up.
Yeah, and then I'm going to play the other Clutch song the other Clutch song that got me into them before I really started, getting every Clutch CD that came out. And it was this one, because I heard it on the radio, and I was like, who is this? And I realized it was Clutch.
Yep.
Yeah, they careful with that mic.
Oh, sorry. I can't not sing to that motherfucker because I could do the perfect Neil Fallon. It's not even funny.
Dude, the lyrics are so clever in that song.
When he's talking about ice cream and. Hold on, man. Your feedback.
All I want was an ice cream. Just one ice cream or something like that.
Hold on. He's fucking feeding me back. Yes, it is. Yeah, I fucking love that song. And when he's talking about you always win at sorry. I always win at chess. Go get some Percocets.
I'm trying to find out
what.
It was like a rap metal parody.
Yeah. But it did it perfect.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was aimed at certain bands, for example, but you could have easily seen it being mocking Limp Bizkit, for example.
Yeah. But see, then they start. All right. They put one on this new album. All right. It screamed my fucking name, man. Slow as shit, fun to get high to. Total length 4 minutes 20 seconds. We're not gonna play that. I'm gonna only play it. But they started doing this shit recently, and I love it.
They kind of started doing the
fucking blues shit,
A dirty jazz feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this fucking song. Hell yeah, dude. Me and you've been jamming this all fucking week.
I've been fucking getting high as a kite to this song for a week, man.
You need to put that on my other phone.
Swan boats and
daisy chains. Can't seem to recall my true given name. I see my footprints, how they come, how they go. Was that yesterday or only a moment ago? My heart is gone.
Now, see, they started doing that shit, and yeah. He has, like, that fucking old blues feel to it. That's what this whole album, the new shit, comes out, I think, Tuesday. Yeah, it comes out in 2 days, man. I'm broke as a motherfucker and trying to figure out how to get it, because the goddamn album artwork is amazing.
And I'm going to go back careful with that, Mike, just to show how just great the lyrics are. It starts with, "So tell me, when you took the practice scholastic aptitude test, did you know the answers or did you just guess? You rely on gimmicks to amuse your fans and act all urban to jack up your sound scan."
Yeah. All right, J.S., have a good evening. Thanks for checking us out.
Good evening, Johnny.
We will get with you we got to pull some audio, and then we'll get you on here, man. It'll be awesome. Well, and then you know what? I might even call him one night. Me and Nod, you know, just fucking send us a message on Twitter. We'll fucking pop on. Bullshit. I don't know what your rules are on your station. Like, we're a little rough, if you understand, but
we know how to follow directions.
And another favorite line in the song of mine is when he goes, "Oh, but I digress. You play sorry, I play chess. King's pawn to B3, checkmate. Go get some Percocets."
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
The fucking, like, the thing with Neil Fallon is every single clutch song that he writes is a story. Every single fucking one. Go listen to every single. I mean, I guess I've like spent too much time listening to Clutch, but every single one of them has a story to it. It's like story time with Neil Fallon and his godlike beard. Jesus Christ, his beard is fucking amazing.
Dude, the that song does to rap metal or rap rock, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The same thing that one of the newer Nas songs, like one of the new songs of the newer Nas album, did to people who like on the streets who shoot at each other,
yeah.
But accidentally, you know, they accidentally kill innocent bystanders.
Yeah,
like he took like in a witty way took them to task in the same way that song did. Like it's just fantastic, and I love when someone who writes lyrics does that.
All right. Oh, hey, Johnny, man, we could be serious. We got serious sides.
It's so serious, JJ. Yeah.
We could be serious. We could talk about the real events and the
conspiracies.
Because
Funyuns are awesome, yo.
The conspiracies of the world. Fuck Obama.
Despite what you think, some of us do have intelligence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I play a stoner on the internet so that people, like, underestimate me. And it works every fucking time, trust me. You about to run out of ammo, nigga. You getting shot in the fucking head. Shoot him, man. Nodors is trying to play Modern Warfare 3 and getting raped by fucking bots right now.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Holy shit, though.
Going back to our roots.
Yeah, going back to our roots.
Yeah, I love roots.
This is like everyone saying their musical roots. We'll have to do like movie roots at some point.
T3 is quiet over there. T3, what did you grow up with? That nigga fell asleep, yo.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna run down there and draw a penis on his face.
I can tell you what I grew up with.
What'd you grow up with, man?
Well, like you, I started out with Manson.
Yeah.
And a little bit of garbage.
Yeah. She was hot.
Yeah.
She was hot.
I'd shit in her mouth.
I'd let her shit on my chest.
Possibly. Yeah. Okay.
Or at least how she looked back then.
Yeah.
She's just like opposite of the pop chicks, where you could actually kind of justify keeping this volume on.
Yeah, very true. Then I moved on to, like, some, like, Nine Inch Nails, and then Ministry, and then, like, Dead Kennedys and all their side projects and shit.
Oh,
Black
yeah, Ministry.
Flag.
Yeah, I like me some Ministry.
Hell yeah.
You know what, like, did any of you guys listen to Pitch Shifter?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was into them, too.
What about Nail Bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking love me some Nail Bomb. Love the beating on the fucking the washing machine for music.
I'm one of those guys who, like, granted, I like good, like, what I consider to be quality music, but I won't, like, limit myself to only certain types of genres of metal or hardcore.
I call garbage out in everything and anything I do. Like, if it's good rap, I'll fucking give it a shot. Yeah. But not everybody can be hippie. Yeah.
Not everyone can be Jedi Mind Tricks.
Yeah.
Who?
They're this rap group from Philadelphia. Like, yeah. An MC is like a big white dude.
Yeah, some good stuff, man.
Vinny Paz is ridiculous. He's collaborated with metal people, too.
As long as we all agree that motherfucking Juggalos are dumb, I think we can all get along.
Juggalos are retarded.
Like, there's not a Juggalo song out there that's even worth our time. He's like, I'm playing Modern Warfare 3. Recommend us a Juggalo song.
A Juggalo song
that should be, like, good and, like, a good representative.
I don't have one of those.
Is it because it doesn't exist?
That may be the case.
Another rapper who has collaborated with metal people is Necro.
Necro's the shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Necro, too.
Necro bunny fucker.
He actually was in a death metal band.
Yes, he was. Necro's down.
Kind of like how the Beastie Boys were like a hardcore punk band before they did rapping.
Right.
Did rapping?
Did rapping.
Did rap. I know, you know.
Like paper?
Yeah, funny.
Oh, fuck. Text message.
We're talking about, like, rock or metal guys who rap. You know who's, I'd say, is the best rapper of hardcore genre? Carly Coma of Candiria.
Yeah, that dude's bad. Did you get a new picture?
No, just texting me, asking me how the show's going.
Yeah, did you tell her we talked about her for like 30 minutes, calling her a whale?
Not yet.
No? You should like text that. Say, hey, Beluga, why don't you go make yourself into a soup?
What are you having him steal Martin Lawrence? Come on, JJ, you're better than that.
Who?
Martin Lawrence.
That's a Martin Lawrence line?
Well, no, I know he's had a bit about calling a fat girl baby beluga.
I never said baby beluga. I've been saying beluga all night, man.
Well, yeah, but she's also not a kid.
I didn't rip that line off.
Same concept and or idea.
No, it's not. I did not mean to see that.
No.
I'm talking about whales. I could have said a fucking killer whale.
JJ, you didn't mean to see it because you didn't know.
Well, no, I know him, and I know his comedy. I know he does whale comedy, but this is the same thing. Like, you could fucking use the same. It's not like the nigga pissed on whales, and now nobody else can use whale material.
That's true.
Like, I mean, look, as far as like people like taking stuff and putting your own spin on it, I'll never accuse somebody of stealing when they put their own spin on it. Mencia straight stole jokes.
Straight soul jokes.
Like, the whole entire lines.
And even fucking admitted it.
Yeah. I fucking do that shit. But.
God damn it.
It's like, what are y'all niggas gonna do?
You just got ate up by a goddamn fucking grenade, dude.
It's because a fucking house texted me.
Well, a house texted you, and you got laid on by a grenade.
That's fine.
Oh, man. That someone posed. Johnny. I don't know if it's Johnny or...
It ain't Johnny. It's Ratface.
Oh, it's Ratface?
Yeah. That's his new name, by the way.
Oh, Ratface?
Ratface. That's his new name.
Who, Matt?
Yeah.
Ratface.
Why?
Well, you got bananas there? You got any bananas there?
No, it's all good. It's all good. Oh. I'm just pissing him off. It's all right. He should be able to take this. He's a shit stirrer.
When aren't you pissing people off, pissing Matt
Dude,
off?
Dude, I've been good. I've been good lately. I've bit my tongue.
I meant Matt.
I've been nice to the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I've even given him shows that he's asked for lately, so I don't want to hear the goddamn shit. All I got to say is, I have info. That nigga ain't going to do shit. Trust me.
Dude, like, we brought drunk Hammy tonight. We could have talked about fucking sand grains,
yeah.
And it would have just been an overall amazing show.
Exactly. That's how this show operates. We show up, gold happens, and then we just drop the mics and go to sleep.
And we never even mentioned the fucking Pope and how he wants everyone to worship him.
Oh, we're not talking about the Pope. We don't need to. Other shows do current events.
I know, but
we do dirt talk.
Me and you wanted to talk about how he said to worship him.
I don't care. We do dirt talk, not current events. There's many other MLR shows that do plenty of fucking...
You know what's funny though, JJ? Even me and Hammy forgot to talk about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't like doing news, man. I'd rather get drunk Hammy to call in and fucking get that great audio than fucking talk about the news and date what we're doing. I want to be able to put this out. Like, let's say we actually make it in like 5 years from now. I don't want you to be able to date our audio, you know?
By the way, Matt has a question. He's asking me and you, JJ. Thoughts on Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace?
Garbage and bigger, hot steaming pile of garbage.
Yeah.
I can't stress to you the amount of landfill material that has come out of
you
those.
Guys mean.
You really sticking up for Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace?
They got their songs, dude.
No, they don't have their songs. They have those songs that make me want to fucking break my radio.
That's why it's called Breaking Benjamin. Maybe your radio's named Benjamin.
Dude, I saw them way before they fucking broke, all right? Number one, the dude's facial expressions while he's playing make me want to not only smack him in the face, but severely disfigure him to the point where he can't sing his shit songs anymore.
You just have a bunch of hatred.
I have hatred for stupid people. The guy from Breaking Benjamin is stupid. His face is stupid.
That's kind of how I feel about Papa Roach.
Papa Roach was garbage. Two songs into their career, they should have fucking been on Easy Street, playing fucking dumb, you know, fucking dive bars, and fucking doing arena shit on their off days.
So, no. JJ, you mean to tell me you weren't a fan of this song? Please.
Nope. Nope.
Weren't into this one, JJ?
Nope. Oh, I remember it.
Huh?
I remember it. Dude, I saw them with Head P, alright? Fucking Ra. You remember Ra?
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah, that was a horseshit band. Ra.
The singer did sound very close to, like, Ozzy.
Yeah, he was close enough. All right, Ra opened Breaking Benjamin, then Head PE, and then Saliva closed. Guess which band I was there to see?
Head PE.
Yeah, guess which band I left after played?
Head PE.
Exactly. Joshi Scott got on the stage, went, "What's up, Norfolk?" about 4 times. I looked at the dude who was riding with me. I was like, "If you want to ride back to Lunchbag, you might want to go with me right now." Because I'm walking out of this fucking piece of shit song. If he plays that goddamn click, click, boom song, I'm going to murder everybody in this room.
No, he was going to.
Oh, he was. He was going to go right into it.
The click, click, boom.
Yeah, that shit. All right. He tried to fucking say it. He got through "What's Up, Norfolk" the 5th time, and I fucking bolted. You know what happened? 3 days later, the motherfucking venue got hit by a fucking hurricane and fell into the fucking Chesapeake Bay. And I'm not even fucking with you.
Because that's what's up.
Because that's what Josie Scott does. He brings hurricanes down upon your shit with horse shit. He rocks you like a hurricane.
That makes him sound a little bit like Nathan Explosion. I don't like that.
He's not Nathan Explosion. Nowhere even near it.
I know. That's why I don't like that.
No. Uh-uh. Bad analogy.
He's not G.G. Allen.
No. Yeah. G.G. Allen had great music.
Exactly. And a great stage presence.
Exactly. He would throw poo at you. What's better? Who better, yo? Who better? Who that?
Yo, have a good night.
All right, you, dog.
Man. Night, dog.
Who that? That's right. I'm going to start talking niggerish.
I have times where I want to, like, leave before the headliner. Like, when I went to that... what the fuck was... It was the Five Finger Death Punch Killswitch Engage one.
Yeah.
I left after Killswitch.
Five Finger ain't that bad, dude.
They've got a great live show, but I was like, I didn't want to be out too late because, you know, I still had the Nerd Hour and shit.
I know, but, like, I'm missing Nerd Hour to see Five Finger. Five Finger's got a damn good live. You know, aside from fucking Bad Company, nah. Alright, I didn't like that. I don't particularly like that, but the rest of the album was actually good. The first album was amazing.
My main motivation to go to that show, though, was to see Killswitch with Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, it was Trespass America, the tour, by the way.
Right. I want to go see Down again.
Yeah?
Like, I want to go see Down, and I want to get Rex Brown's book. Like, really bad, dude. I got a Nook color, right? It's tied to my mom's account. And every once in a while, I could throw a book up there, and she'll buy it. Well, I happened to throw two up there. I threw up the Lords of the Salem, the Rob Zombie movie that's a book. And I threw that fucking Rex Brown one up there, about the same price. And I was thinking, cool, maybe she'll get the hint, you know, Pantera was first. Nope, she got the Lords of Salem, which, I mean, it's a good book. Good book so far. Damn good book. Anytime you spoiler alert, but anytime you sacrifice a baby in the first 10 pages, you pretty much have 360 on 420's attention.
Yep. And approval.
Yeah. And I mean, satanic sacrifice of a baby.
Nice.
So that's going to be a damn good movie when it comes out. But.
Oh, there's one movie that's coming out. And no, I'm not talking about the Evil Dead movie, even though I am definitely seeing that. Dude, trust me, the shit I saw at the Comic-Con panel.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
The Conjuring. There's one that's coming out.
The Conjuring? Is it anything like The Following?
No. It's sorry about that. It's actually based on a real story about these paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
The Warrens, Ed and Lorraine Warren. And there was some events in a Rhode Island farmhouse in the 70s, and this is what this is about. It's got Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson as the Warrens. But it's about a haunted house thing, but it's supposedly, it looks good from what I've seen at New York Comic Con.
Right.
And it was weird at the panel. They must have planted the woman in the crowd, or maybe she was just there for that panel. But they were, talking about the movie. And some woman, this woman in the crowd apparently worked for the two that the movie's about.
All right.
So it's something real. Like, they did something on the Amityville thing.
Right.
Amityville Horror. I'm trying to remember what else they did. But oh, God.
You know, we just watched... I mean, here, let me save you.
There's two movies that have been out that is either out or was recently out that have been based on their investigations. Like, The Haunting in Connecticut.
Right.
Based on a house they investigated. And then now The Conjuring is going to be more of a direct, technically a biopic.
Right. We watched Oz the Great and Powerful yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not actually half bad. And even the shit screener that we had wasn't even that bad. Like, I'll give
it. It was purdy.
It was a good movie, and I'm like a cynical asshole. So.
Despite the fact that Zach Braff is like all over
Zach Braff turns into a monkey, and I can laugh at that.
Right. Little Matt puts this. Detroit Lions Monopoly, it's all just go to jail.
Now, okay, calm down. And Dominican Sue also wrecks cars.
Yeah.
So
he's like Hacksaw, and he's like that Warren Taylor's character in Any Given Sunday. Matt, why are you putting pictures of Vernon Davis making fun of him?
Because Matt's still pissed that the fucking 49ers lost in the Super Bowl.
I'm still pissed too, but you know what? They'll make the next one.
What about the Baltimore Ravens pulling a Florida Marlins and getting rid of everything?
Well, like, they didn't. Some of them they didn't expect to lose.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that Darnell Ellerby guy, the guy who was supposed. They were like, this is going to be the guy who's replacing Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
They had him pretty much signed. Like, he was getting ready to go. He was getting ready to go and sign the contract. And then the Miami Dolphins are like, hey, we're going to give you this ridiculous contract sign with us. And he was like, peace, Baltimore.
Thanks for the ring.
Thanks for the ring, but I'm out, bitches. But like, they knew they were going to lose Paul Kruger. Ray Lewis retired. Ed Reed, I think they just gave up on.
Yeah. But
they were just like, we're not going to keep him.
Fucking Bolden to you guys. Come on.
To the 49ers because he wouldn't take a pay cut.
I mean, why would he?
Yeah. They're like, well, we still got Joe Flacco now and Ray Rice.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. And our two tight ends. We have a line, but we lost our defense. That's basically what happened. They have no defense.
Yep. And now they have to, what, fucking try and draft into it, and that ain't going to work.
Yeah. Well, no, they signed Chris of the Giants.
Yeah.
And they're one of the favorites to sign Elvis Dumervil.
Right. And I'll tell you who hasn't done shit.
Huh?
Redskins picked up True Blood, and I think that's about all they've done, dude.
Yeah, well, your cap situation kind of sucks because of that, the salary cap violations.
Yeah. Fucking Snyder's got the money.
Yeah, but it's the violations. You know, you can only spend so much in the NFL.
Yeah, fuck it, pay the fine.
That was the problem, though, when Snyder was just shopping for people. Like, he was getting the big-name guys, but then he was cheaping out on the rest of the team.
Yeah.
As far as the roster, because of the salary cap. So, you had a couple, like, great big-name players and shit around them.
Yep.
So now, you guys want to build through the draft now for a while with RG3 at quarterback.
We don't have a draft. We fucking gave it all up to get stupid RG fucking hurt his leg.
Yeah, you did.
We gave it all up to get Hop-Along Negro.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
No, the Colts, actually, they've signed a bunch of people to their team.
Right.
And they're over the cap, and stupid Jim Irsay is like, yeah, get a receiver. Like, so they're probably cutting somebody, probably a veteran, to get under the cap so they can get whatever receiver they're talking about. Like, Jim Irsay, by the way, he's like a drunk dude tweeting, like, business information.
Hmm. He is, though.
You all right, Mr. White?
No, my fuck.
Stage 3, right?
That's the coughing, the sickness coming through, man.
Sickness. Darkness is spreading.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to give me some Halls.
Halls, Ms. Nick.
That ain't even weed, folks.
Yeah, for once.
Rat face.
What did he say? Hold on. Oh. Oh, ouch.
I have your information, buddy.
I love the team photo of the Ravens, though.
Yeah, I do. I got some info.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I do.
You know what he said about Kaepernick?
Like I said, I got info.
Kaepernick is a good quarterback. Kaepernick's not going to do an RG3 because JJ says he runs like a moose.
Yeah.
And he is good at avoiding contact. And
I don't know about that.
Kaepernick almost won that fucking Super Bowl.
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, dude. First off, the play calling in the red zone was on the 5-yard line was atrocious, that drive, that last one.
All right, first off, minus a fucking 35 to 45 minute delay for New Orleans and Continents, you wouldn't even been in the second half. Let's all be honest.
Don't even know.
Be honest, motherfucker.
You know what, though? You still got to execute to do the comeback.
I know. You came close, but you came up short.
All right, though. We'll say, you know, they don't have that stupid punt return, which is why they signed, like, a special team guy.
Punt return has fucked you the last fucking 2 years, man.
Huh?
Punt returns have fucked you for the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. But Kaepernick led that drive. Him and Gore.
Yeah.
And, well, Vernon Davis, you know, Kaepernick passing to Vernon Davis. Like, Vernon Davis shows up, does his best in the playoffs right now. But, like, First off, Kaepernick should have taken that penalty.
Oh, rat face, rat face, rat face.
The thing with Kaepernick, a lot of his mistakes that he's made are consistent with a guy who made on his within his first 10 starts. He hasn't even started a full season worth of football.
And it's also tattooed on his arm.
Yeah. His 10th start was the Super Bowl. Within his first 10 starts, he had led the team to a Super Bowl berth. And the team now is, as far as overall talent around, on the offense, around the quarterback, right now, better than what he had in that Super Bowl. Because Bolden's not going to give up on passes like Moss did.
No.
And Bolden's got some fucking hands.
And Bolden catches clutch passes.
And he catches clutch passes. He's basically like a more veteran version of Crabtree.
Pretty much.
So you got those, and they're going to add a speedster in the draft because they've got a million draft picks. And really their biggest loss was on defense and Deshaun Goldson, and I think they want to kind of put a cover corner, a cover safety back there.
Yeah.
And they lost they lost the nose tackle, but they also signed Glenn Dorsey.
Right.
Glenn Dorsey's a big one.
You know, it's a big one.
What?
Joe Coletta.
I knew you set that up.
What's up?
I knew that was going to be set up for that.
You knew that was coming?
Yep.
Am I that predictable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the awesomeness of CM Punk as a heel.
Dude.
That earning thing.
Oh, my God. All right, dude, what are you doing tomorrow night?
What am I doing tomorrow night? Well, I was supposed to do some comedy stuff tomorrow, but, I don't know if that's happening considering the weather report.
Right. Well, how about we all, if your weather goes shy, man, let me know ahead of time, and we'll all watch wrestling. We'll be up and good with what's going on. Because we need to start doing some wrestling shows leading into WrestleMania, man.
Yeah.
Let's fucking pop on there after Lust and Love, Monday nights at 10 p.m.
By the way, in chat, for those who don't know, is the urn thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. I want to talk about this, but I don't have the brain power right now to do it.
All right.
But let's say we do a fucking, surprise wrestling show. But the problem is, this time everybody's going to watch Raw. Instead of the last time that I tried to do it, everyone's like, no, let's talk old wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what killed it last time. I know it felt like shit because dead babies. I was really high that time too, but I won't be. I say we try it tomorrow night, man, wrestling show. After Lust
and
Love.
Sounds fun.
Raw. We'll piss the old lady off. She ain't got to go to work. She's written out for a while. Brain Stew Falcon on Twitter.
Yeah.
No Doors for You on Twitter.
That's right. Well, I'm hardly on there, but yeah.
We should change your name to No Skinny Chicks for No Doors. Because you get houses.
No.
Who else? Good God, how many fucking people are on this show? Brain Stew Hammy was a goddamn star. I don't know what to do with this audio. It could ruin his life, dude. I was going to say, do I be the bro? there needs to be promos, but I don't know about release, But, I don't know, we'll see. That will see the light of day, let's just put it that way. Ratface, that's right. Ratface, Mr. Ain't Gonna Do Shit because I got his personal information. I ain't fucking around. It's not a threat, that's a promise. If you be a good boy and I hear good things, man, we ain't ever gonna have a problem. But little birdie told me a few things, man. That's all I'm saying. Anything else? Anything you guys want to plug? No? Alright. Well, fuck your mothers. Dead babies.
And also, MLR live event.
Oh, I'm out. Sorry.